everybody. Good Sunday evening. I'm Andrew Salchunas here on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you until midnight. And it feels a lot better being in here today. Feels a lot better. Friday night when I filled in for Devon Givens, I was leading into Sixers Rockets, but I wasn't feeling good about the game and they ended up losing and looked like they didn't want to play. So Saturday morning when I was here, what did I do for about 3 hours? I bitched and moaned with everybody. Everybody in the tri-state area bitched and moaned with me for 3 hours. Tonight we get to react to a Sixers win. For some reason, people are still complaining. I don't understand that. People are still complaining, even though the Sixers won 106-89 over the Pacers. Yes, the second quarter was pretty bad. But the second half, the Sixers just took off. The second half, the Sixers looked like a playoff team. For the first time since the All-Star break. And why is that? Because Joel Embiid is back. Because Joel Embiid is back on the court, not just on offense, but also on defense. And you see how much he means for that team. That's why I asked the question yesterday when I was on, if you guys didn't hear me. I asked the question whether or not you were giving the Sixers a pass over the previous 8 games because they didn't have Joel Embiid. I gave them a slight pass. For the most part, I said they're still too talented with Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. I said that they were still too talented to just go 4-4 and to lose to teams like the Bulls and to get obliterated by teams like Houston, even though Houston's a great team, but to get obliterated, which they were. That's why I gave them a pass, a slight pass, because they didn't have Joel Embiid, and you see how much he does for this team. And you saw that tonight, or earlier this afternoon. Joel Embiid on the court was a plus 16 today. Joel Embiid, even though it looked like he was rusty in the first half, shook off the rust and showed exactly what he means for this team. Joel Embiid not only plays very well, but then he also helps Brett Brown rotate players in a better way that helps the team win. I liked Mike Scott today in 25 minutes. Joel Embiid being back today means that Mike Scott doesn't have to play 32 minutes. Means he doesn't have to play 33 minutes. Joel Embiid being back helps the rotation, helps the play on the court. And you know what? He was doing it today in 4-minute intervals. It wasn't even a full Joel Embiid. It was 28 minutes of Joel Embiid. And that final, fourth quarter, he scores 18 points. 6 of 6 shooting. 6 of 7 from the free throw line. He does all of that in the fourth quarter alone, where he plays just over 7 minutes. 7 minutes and 5 seconds. That's how dominant this guy is. In 7 minutes, Joel Embiid scores 18 points and goes 6 of 6 and 6 of 7 from the free throw line. He knew that was his chance to get his, and he did just that. So here we are, back to being excited with the Sixers, as we should be, and yet I'm still hearing people complain because it was a pretty bad first half, because in the second quarter, the Pacers outscored the Sixers 34-25. Well, what happened in quarter number 3? 21 points for the Sixers and just 11 for the Pacers. Just 11 points for the Pacers in the third quarter. That's how dominant the Sixers were on defense. Do you want them to score a little more than 21 points out of the half? Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do. But the Sixers were dominant defensively in the third quarter. Again, thanks to Joel Embiid. And in the fourth quarter, that was just art. What Joel Embiid was able to do in the fourth quarter was just art. And again, it was just in 4-minute intervals. Imagine when he's back, fully healthy. Imagine when he gets his legs underneath of him. Because you saw at points tonight, earlier today, you saw Embiid look tired at points. You saw him look like a newborn deer who doesn't know how to walk yet. Like, you saw him struggle at points with his legs. because it had been not just 8 games, but almost a month since he played, because the last time he played was before the All-Star break. So I want to hear from people tonight, 610-632-0975, as we continue to react to the Sixers win 106-89. I get it. They didn't have Victor Oladipo, but the Pacers have still been playing relatively well without Oladipo. The Sixers got the Pacers into foul trouble early. That's good. That's not just the Pacers screwing up. That's the Sixers playing good basketball. So here we are as I start every show with a Twitter poll very early, because I want to get the feel of the fan base. My question, where do you expect the Sixers to finish after the next 15 games? I'm not asking for your playoff expectations, which we're going to talk about it, right? Like, I want to still talk about the upcoming playoffs, because we all know that the Sixers are going to make the playoffs. There's no way they will miss out on the playoffs. But of the four options that I have on the Twitter poll with just under 1,000 votes, the options, the third seed, which they currently are in right now after beating the Pacers. They have the same record, but the Sixers have the head-to-head, so that's why they are the third seed. Option two, fourth seed, but looking good. Option three, fourth seed, but looking bad. Sort of like what we've seen the last couple of weeks without Joel Embiid. And finally, I had to add it in there, dropping to the fifth seed, although I don't find that being possible either. The majority of the vote is actually surprising me. Not surprising me that people are saying this, but the amount of people that are saying it. Tyler Zuli, producing the show today, did a great job hosting on Friday night following the Sixers' loss to the Rockets. He'll be chiming in as well tonight. 82%, Tyler, are saying that the Sixers will finish with the third seed. 82%. 10% say fourth seed but looking good. 5% say fourth seed but looking bad. And just 3% say fifth seed. Those people should not watch basketball, or they're clearly just already not watching basketball. 82%. Now, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think they do end up with the third seed. But would it really shock you if they fall to the fourth seed? And here's why. The Celtics are right behind you. The Boston Celtics won their third straight game yesterday, and even though they are the fifth seed currently, they're one game behind you. And those three wins, all on the road. And all pretty impressive. Warriors, Kings, Lakers. Yeah, the Lakers are a joke. But you're still beating the Lakers in L.A. Three straight wins for the Boston Celtics, and they trail the Sixers by one game. So I'm just kind of surprised by the amount of people. 82% currently think the Sixers will finish as the third seed. I don't disagree with you, but I'm just surprised with the amount of people saying that. So 610-632-0975, continue the reaction. Great job by D. Lineham today following the Sixers win over the Pacers. We are going to continue the reaction. And I want to get people excited again, because it was doom and gloom. And maybe I was the leader of that, because I was very upset. Now, am I changing my stance on whether or not they make it out of round two in the playoffs? No, I'm not. I still believe they lose in round two. And I know somebody that's on hold right now is going to try to prove me wrong. But the Sixers, I still just don't think are there yet to get out of round two. But they could very well get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They could. I've said that over and over again. Like, I don't believe it, but they can. Like, it's not like the Sixers are not a talented team. They have probably the best starting five in the NBA, or in the Eastern Conference at least, when Joel Embiid is healthy. And you're starting to see guys learn their roles. Like, Jimmy Butler today didn't do much different than what you saw when Embiid was off the court. And I know a lot of people get all concerned that the Sixers might give him a max contract. Listen, I don't need Jimmy Butler scoring 30 points a night to give him a max contract. I need Jimmy Butler to play his role and to be happy with it. I need Joel Embiid to get his 25 to 28 a night. I need Tobias Harris to get his 20 a night. I need Ben Simmons, who's already averaging 17, to get that 17 to 19 next season, maybe even 20 a night. if Jimmy Butler wants to give me 17 a night, and now you have one guy giving you 25, one guy, two guys giving you 20, and another guy giving you 17, and then you add J.J. Redick, that's pretty good numbers. And those are numbers that we could see come playoff time. And I think Jimmy Butler, as I was talking to D-Linen before she left to go home, I told her, I'm happy with what Jimmy Butler's doing. I am happy. Now, do I want him to shoot better than 3 of 8? Yeah, sure. But I am happy with Jimmy Butler scoring close to 15, 16 points a night when you have those other guys around him. So will the Sixers fans fall in love with Jimmy Butler like they did fall in love with him when they first got here? She and I both agree, you're going to fall in love with him come playoff time. Because let's face it, I love Ben Simmons. You love Ben Simmons. Come playoff time, Ben Simmons might not be scoring 17 points per game during the playoffs because teams will find a way to defend, like you saw last year against the Heat. You saw it last year against the Celtics. That's going to be the times where Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler really thrive because Simmons will find a way to get them the rock. And not only are they just going to shoot the ball, they'll be able to get to the basket themselves as well because teams have to respect the fact that they can shoot. So Jimmy Butler, to me, is still a perfect fit. And I would bring him back as well as Tobias Harris and continue this big four as long as everybody is happy. For now, with 15 games to go, where will the Sixers end up? Where do you expect them to end up? Let's talk about that tonight. 610-632-0975. Expectations will be the theme tonight. We'll get into the Phillies again also a little bit later on. I know Tyler, a big baseball guy, as well as I am. So we'll talk some Phillies expectations because I'm telling people they're going to make the playoffs. Will they be a surefire team to win the NL East? I'm not there yet. There's some pretty good teams in the division. I brought that up a couple times, but I want to get your expectations on the Phillies this year, like what you're kind of demanding out of them. A playoff berth is what we should all demand. But are you demanding an NL East championship? I want to hear from people. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. I'm Andrew Salchunas. I'm taking you until 12 o'clock on The Fanatic. Let's go to the phones and start things off with Jimmy from Mount Holly. Jimmy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, I spoke with Jamie earlier today, and I must say he's taking a remarkable recovery from the vicious, unprovoked attack bestowed upon him by you yesterday. But I'll tell you the same thing that I told him. All is well with this basketball team. Andrew, that stinking loss to Chicago where we should have won. If we had won that game, we would have been 5-3 without Embiid. And then today, I mean, so I hope everybody has tuned in and can enjoy this thing. I heard you saying on hold, you had a caller that was going to talk you out of the
That's you, Jimmy.
Well, I don't think you're insane. I mean, they're going to be underdogs to Toronto in the second round. I mean, I don't think, I'm not even going to attempt to talk you out of it. We'll just take this a series at a time. Now, my expectation is that they go to the conference finals. And the Phillies, I expect them to make the playoffs. And how about these Fly guys who refuse to die?
Yeah, they beat the Islanders yesterday. I was stunned that they beat the Islanders yesterday. I thought after losing to the Capitals the way that they did, yeah, they scored three unanswered goals. But being down 5-0 and then the Flyers scoring three straight, I didn't think that was going to mean much. But here they go. They beat the Islanders. And now all of a sudden we're back into this playoff race for the Orange and Black.
I mean, it's joy. I mean, I try to preach this to this fan base who I love. I mean, there's a lot of great callers who really break down games well, but this is supposed to be a blast, this whole thing. This isn't supposed to be vitriol and anger and wanting people to lose their jobs. Now, Andrew, let's kind of creep up with the basketball team here. More than likely, the matchup is going to be against the Pistons in the first round. Now, what do you think will take place there?
Sixers-Pistons?
Yeah.
I think it will actually be, if they face the Pistons in round one, I think it will be an easier series than if it was the Nets. And I'm not saying they would lose to the Nets, but remember the series last year with the Heat where it was a 5-game series, Sixers won in five, but each game was kind of close. Each game was gritty and hard fought. I think that's what it would be like with the Nets. With the Pistons, I'm not too worried about Detroit, even though they have won five straight.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll beat them at five. I mean, the difference between this and the Miami series is I don't think the Sixers will lose at home like they did to the Heat. I mean, they'll hold serve. They'll get the obligatory friends and family game in Detroit. Now, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, what is your core reasoning here why they couldn't beat Toronto in the second round? I'm very interested in that.
All right, here's the reason, Jimmy, and I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. The Sixers are the more talented, I guess you would say, if you're going to put it on paper. They're the more talented starting five. Kawhi Leonard is the best all-around player. Joel Embiid is the best player, but the way that Kawhi Leonard can cover the perimeter, Kawhi Leonard can play defense down low, Kawhi Leonard can score, Kawhi Leonard can do a lot. So maybe you put Kawhi versus Embiid and maybe they tie because Embiid is a unicorn pretty much, but Kawhi Leonard is a pretty damn good basketball player. Pascal Siakam, I don't know how many people know him because he's not like a guy that's marketed. Like, he is not a marketed player, but that guy is a damn good basketball player. Kyle Lowry, sure. Would I take Simmons over Kyle Lowry? Of course I would, but come playoff time, Lowry can shoot. And Lowry's also been there multiple times. If the Sixers match up with Toronto, I would rather the Sixers match up with Toronto than the Milwaukee Bucks. But the Toronto Raptors, they even improved bringing in Marc Gasol over my boy Jonas Valanciunas. The Toronto Raptors are a good basketball team. They're not splashy, right? They're not an exciting team to watch because Kawhi Leonard is not an exciting person. The only thing that people talk about with Kawhi Leonard is his talent and that ridiculous laugh that he has. Like, nobody's talking about Kawhi Leonard's shoes. I'm pretty sure he does, like, New Balances or something. Like, he is a boring individual, but he's a hell of a basketball player. And the Toronto Raptors are a hell of a basketball team. And as Tyler Zuli puts on the board, Pascal Siakam this year averaging 16.5 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, and 3 assists for a big man. He is the perfect stretch four. He is the perfect stretch four in the NBA. So the Raptors are a very good basketball team. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 2 straight. They have not slowed down all year. And a very underrated aspect of that team. And I remember speaking to someone during the summer. And my apologies that I don't remember who you were. It was a caller. He asked me if I was interested in the Sixers getting Danny Green. And I was like, well, you'd have to trade for him. Like, I don't know. Danny Green has played very well for the Raptors this year. Can the Sixers beat them? Of course they can. Of course they can. But when I look at experience and I look at the fact that the Raptors have been doing it all year, I don't see them being just the same Dwayne Casey-led Raptors that they're just a very good regular season team and they fall apart in the playoffs. If I were to pick the team that comes out of the East right now, I would pick the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals. But can the Sixers get there? Of course they can. But I'm taking it a game at a time, and as Jimmy from Mount Holly said, let's take it a series at a time. 610-632-0975, and back to the orange and black. They currently trail Columbus by 5 points for the second wild card spot and Pittsburgh by 7 points for the first wild card spot. It's possible. They can do it. I mean, the Flyers over the last 10 are 6-3-1. Columbus is 5-5. It's very possible that as we go on, there's not much time left. There's only 14 games left, so it's going to be down to the wire. They're going to have to win almost every single game that remains on their schedule. But it'll be fun coming down to the wire. Even though it's not playoff hockey just yet, it's got that playoff feel because they're right there, and they got to push for it. 610-632-0975. Now, Tyler, let me get your opinion on this. You and I sort of spoke about it before the show, the amount of people saying that the Sixers are going to be the third seed. Now, do you believe that they will end up being the third seed, or do they drop to 4?
Well, I think with this win tonight, it should propel them into the 3 seed, because the theory is that the Pacers have a much harder schedule remaining. They still have that West Coast trip, OKC, Golden State, Portland. I would have to think that winning this game and having this season series in hand should get the Sixers the 3 seed. But I agree with you. The percentage is way high.
82%.
Way high.
I'm not even worried about Indiana at this point. Boston is one game behind.
Very close.
And they have won three straight. Like, Boston had a pretty ugly first half of the season. Since, I'm not saying since the All-Star break, but literally since the 41 game mark, the Celtics have been one of the better teams in basketball. And they're starting to figure out how to play with one another. Kyrie Irving, there's all that drama that he wants out of there, but he's been playing well. Gordon Hayward is playing well for the first time in a Celtics uniform. Guys are starting to understand their roles. Like a guy like Terry Rozier, he was on top of a mountain last year because when Kyrie went out, he kept on balling. And then Kyrie comes back and you got to put him on the bench and not as many minutes, and maybe that gets to somebody. But maybe they told him, hey, listen, Kyrie's going to be out. Keep on balling, man. Keep on playing, Terry. The Boston Celtics are still a very good basketball team. That's why I believe the 82% is, like, that's a huge number. You and I agree on that. 610-632-0975, but we both agree that we expect them to be the 3 seed, and I want a lot of other people to chime in on that. Where do you expect the Sixers to finish off in the next 15 games? And also, come playoff time, are your expectations high again? Because over the last 2 weeks, over the last 3 weeks, when the Sixers were 4-4 without Joel Embiid, people were down in the dumps. It was doom and gloom in Philadelphia. I heard people saying first round exit at points. This was without Joel Embiid. And we all expected him to come back. And I heard people saying that they would be eliminated in the first round. That's insane to me. It's almost as insane as people saying they didn't want Bryce Harper. And here we are. The Phillies with Bryce Harper. He made his spring training debut yesterday. 2 walks. Nothing exciting, but he had the 2 walks yesterday. We'll get into some Phillies talk as well tonight. Your expectations for the season. Because I believe they make the playoffs. And I believe they win over 90 games. I wonder what people think they do come playoff time. 610-632-0975. That's the number to jump in. I'm Andrew Salchunas. I'm taking you until 12 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic's Mike Missanelli Show talks with Gabe Kapler at Philly Spring Training in Clearwater, Florida.
This year you got some players.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know like how that sits with you.
Now you get additions to the roster like Gene Segura and Andrew McCutchen. Rhys Hoskins goes back to his natural position at first base. And finally, the icing on the cake, you had Bryce Harper. Now you've got this roster. So all of those things combined make it a very different feeling this year in Clearwater than we had last year.
Want to hear the entire conversation? It's posted at 975thefanatic.com. We're talking Phillies baseball on 975 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a 2-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Giroux holding, gets around in front. Couturier, and he scores! Redemption for Patrick!
The Flyers are heading into the home stretch. Don't miss any of the action as the Orange and Black play host to their Metro Division rivals.
Giroux, the shot, he scores!
The Flyers face off against the Washington Capitals on Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Score your tickets now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville, simply exceptional.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz Nuts aren't nut nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Sports talk for Frankfurt and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's all Kawhi's got. Talent in that laugh. Welcome back, everybody. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 12 o'clock right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. That's the phone number to get in tonight. Joel Embiid being back on the Sixers, you saw how much this guy means. You just see how much this guy means to this team. And you saw the growth throughout the game. Now, the first quarter, he was rusty. He goes 3 of 9 from the field. Scores 7 points, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. A little rusty. That's fine. I expected that. I actually did think that, not that they were going to lose, but I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. 106-89, pretty good win for the Sixers. And I only didn't think it was going to be a blowout because I thought Joel Embiid would be rusty all game. He goes 3 of 9 in the first quarter. Only takes one shot in the second quarter, makes it, scores 2 points. Third quarter, he goes 1 of 5. But 4 of 6 from the free throw line gives him 6 points. So now through three quarters, quarters 1 through 3, you can still tell that he is just rusty. He's not back yet. He doesn't have his legs underneath him. It's one thing when you're doing your workouts against trainers who are about 2 feet shorter than you and about 100 pounds lighter than you. It's another thing when you're doing it against Miles Turner or Domantas Sabonis, you name it. Joel Embiid is then playing against people who can actually guard him. But the fourth quarter today, in just 7 minutes and 5 seconds, he scores 18 points.
And he goes 6 of 6 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And that fourth quarter is where the Sixers completely took off. The Sixers scored 34 points in the fourth quarter, 18 of which from Joel Embiid. The Pacers only scored 19. Embiid almost outscored the Pacers in the fourth quarter. Embiid's 18 points actually outscored what the Pacers got in the third quarter, which was 11 points. You see how much of an impact Joel Embiid makes. He was a plus 16 today. Now let's look through it quarter by quarter. In the first quarter, Joel Embiid was just a plus 1. And again, he went 3 of 9, only scored 7 points. In the second quarter, Embiid was a minus 2. So now we're at minus 1 through the first half. And in the third quarter, this is where he starts going up a little bit. He's a plus 6 in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, he's a plus 11. And that's what you need out of him. And that's what he does for you, is how much of an impact that he makes. And don't give me an excuse that they didn't have Oladipo. You're right, they didn't have Oladipo, but they didn't have Oladipo for over a month now. It's been a while since the Pacers have had Victor Oladipo. And Victor Oladipo wouldn't be guarding Joel Embiid. You see how much of an impact this guy makes, and that's why I was saying yesterday during my show that I gave the Sixers a slight pass for being 4-4 in 8 games. And if I just tell you what the poll was yesterday, I'll give you the results. I was just asking the question, do you give them a slight pass? I got to find it on the station's Twitter account, at 975TheFanatic. And 76% of the people said no pass. 76% of Sixers fans gave no pass because they were still too talented. Now, Tyler, if you were producing the show yesterday, what would your answer have been when I asked you that question? Would you have given the Sixers a pass? I'm saying a slight pass. Like, the question was, are you giving them a pass? Not a 100% pass, but are you giving them a pass? So you could give me a slight pass as an answer. Would you have given them a pass that they didn't have Joel Embiid, and that's why they were 4-4, and that's why they got destroyed by the Houston Rockets?
Well, and that's what I said Friday night. I was less concerned about the loss to the Rockets. My big thought process after what I saw on Friday was, the team is too Joel Embiid-centric. Meaning that when he's not on the floor, this team is too talented to not continue to play well. So I would give them a pass in that game, but not in the fact that they're not, it's not like they're an untalented team with a great player.
They should not have lost to the Chicago Bulls.
Exactly.
With or without Joel Embiid. And that's when I was on my soapbox yesterday, freaking out yesterday and Friday night, they should not have lost to the Chicago Bulls. And we should hold Brett Brown accountable for that. We should hold the guys named Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons accountable for that. There were mental mistakes by guys like Mike Scott. But here's the problem. And I go back to this giving them a slight pass thing. Mike Scott that game against the Bulls played over 30 minutes. Mike Scott today played 25, and I liked what I saw out of Mike Scott today. He still had a bad turnover. He still had a 3 where he basically clanked it off the backboard. Like, he still had some bad moments. But like the TJ McConnell effect, we all love TJ McConnell and how fast he is and how quick he is and how gritty he is. But it's perfect for about 8 minutes. It's perfect for about 10 to 12 minutes. Once you get to the 20-plus minute range with TJ McConnell, you should start rolling your eyes. TJ McConnell today was perfect. 13 minutes. And come playoff time, that'll go down to like 7 or 8. You're not going to expect 13 minutes. Not expect. You're not going to want 13 minutes out of TJ McConnell. So Mike Scott today, 25 minutes, 26 minutes. Only 8.6 rebounds. 8 points. I don't need 26 points from Mike Scott like he scored against the Warriors. I don't need that out of him. But when you don't have Joel Embiid, you kind of have to rely on guys like him. And now that Embiid is back, you don't. Embiid overall, 33 points today, 12 rebounds, 18 of those 33 points in the fourth quarter alone. The guy is just dominant. 610-632-0975. Sean and Malvern. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew. How's it going, man?
Hey, Sean.
Good, man. So I thought, you know, the last two games, you know, the Chicago game obviously kind of was a major buzzkill.
It was a disaster. Not even a buzzkill. It was an absolute disaster. You can't lose to the Chicago Bulls whether you have Embiid or not.
Right. And then, you know, I'll give a pass on the Houston game. I wasn't expecting a win on that one, you know, without Embiid. So I thought today, you know, it was a perfect example of where we are with, you know, our team in place. And even with Joel, you know, coming back after missing so many games, you know, in fact, he started slow. But, I mean, that fourth quarter was just, I mean, monstrous.
Yeah, and what surprised me was with, and, you know, I'm scrolling through social media quarter by quarter, and, of course, at the end of the first half, and it was ugly. But I saw so many people that were, like, just so miserable. And I was like, well, what did you expect out of Joel Embiid in his first game back in over 2 weeks? Like, he's not going to be the Joel Embiid that we know and love from earlier in the season when people were doing MVP chants. And he shut those people up, and yet you still heard, I was driving in listening to D-Line, and people are still complaining. It's like, come on, guys. They won 106-89 tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm not one of those complainers at all. I wouldn't... quite happy with what he gave us today. And I thought another big factor in the game, and I was talking to Tyler, you know, before I was on the, you know, along with you, and he told me not to say it out loud, but I think Amir Johnson played a great game, and his defense was stellar in those, you know, final quarters that, you know,
see, Sean,
us.
You know what's great? I was talking to Tyler before the show today, and he had that same disrespect for Amir Johnson before the show started. And I know Amir Johnson didn't score a basket today. And I know that right. Amir Johnson took another three-pointer that almost hit the top of the backboard. And I don't need that to happen anymore. And I don't need Amir Johnson playing 17 minutes, right? Like, when Boban comes back, it'll be interesting to see what happens come playoff time. Embiid's not going to play just 28 minutes, and I appreciate the call,
exactly.
Sean. You respect Amir Johnson with me, all right?
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
All right, appreciate it, man. Have a good rest of your Sunday. You don't need 17 minutes, and you don't expect 17 minutes out of Amir Johnson. But come playoff time, when Joel Embiid is not playing in four-minute intervals, which he was today, and that's why he only played 28 minutes, when Embiid is back up to 35 or close to 40, who do you want for those eight other minutes? Do you want Boban or do you want Amir? Now, Amir shot at points. He shot. Let's just say he shot. He had 7 rebounds today. He looked pretty good. Maybe his legs are a little fresh because he hasn't played as much as he has this year. But then there's points where Boban has hurt you and has hurt other teams in the past because he is a little bit slower and he can't guard some of the more quicker defenders. So, Tyler, what is your problem with Amir Johnson?
No, let me defend myself here. What I said to Sean was, don't say that too loud. And what I meant was, he's speaking the truth. And you don't want the truth to get out because people in this city can't stand Amir Johnson for some reason. I don't know what it is, because the guy's done nothing but play his role. Maybe he's made a little bit too much money.
I couldn't stand him last year because of how many minutes he had to play, and I didn't like what I was getting out of Amir Johnson.
Sure, but this year he's played his role, and I think in the last couple games has played it well. So what I was saying was, don't say it too loud, because the people that don't like Amir Johnson will hear you, and for some reason go to the defense of their argument that he's not any good.
So people like you.
I have no issue with Amir
Johnson.
You
were complaining about him before the show started.
I was not. No, I was complaining about Boban.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was complaining about Boban because I think he's slow.
Listen,
he can't step out.
I think we do have to give credit where credit is due. Like, we all do that. Like, we all have these guys that we hate. Like, I hated Robert Covington. Like, everybody knows that. I've been pretty open about hating Robert Covington. But when he had a night where he shot 5 of 6 from the three-point line and had some good defensive plays, I gave him credit. I don't necessarily love Amir Johnson, but what he has done in his limited time, and plus you got to give him credit for doing the whole blue coats thing, I'm giving him credit. I didn't need him to score any points tonight, and he didn't, and he still grabbed you 7 rebounds and played okay during his time on the court. He's not Joel Embiid, nowhere near Joel Embiid, but he still played all right during his time on the court tonight, and we should be happy with that. 610-632-0975. He was a -3 tonight. But again, the first half was ugly. The first half was ugly in general, and he was a -3 tonight. It's not the Amir Johnson show, though. 610-632-0975. Let's continue reacting to the Sixers, and we'll get into some Phillies talk in a little bit, probably around 10 o'clock. I'm Andrew Salchunas, thinking you till 12 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. Let me tell you about the uncles. That's right, Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They got the spring sales event going on right now. Get ready for spring weather in a new Jeep 4x4 or Ram pickup now, and you could save 30% on that new truck, van, or Jeep. That savings up to $15,000 only at Family. You'll get the lowest prices plus oil changes, state inspections, and a loaner card, no charge. It's the uncles that give you this incredible buying experience. Always fun, fast, and friendly. The best service after the sale. That's why they've been down there for three generations. Come on down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer during the Jeep Freedom Days and save 30%. Always remember, you know, Family, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, you're more than a customer. Yep, Family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. See dealer for details.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for a two-year agreement when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice mobility line. That's $600 off our regular yearly price. And if you sign up by April 7th, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. So don't wait. Switch to fast, reliable internet with Comcast Business and enjoy 4G LTE backup. Just one more way we take your business beyond. But hurry. Switch and save days ends April 7th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Prepaid offer ends 4/7/19.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched the net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64. If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Lea Coors Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeaCoorsCenter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Fanatic fan favorites.
Are you in any of the construction trades? Armor Metals pays top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, and peripheries. 8300 National Highway in Pensauken, or call 856-665-5715.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than JL Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Rainer Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RainerServicesNJ.com for information.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
9:45 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Welcome back. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 12. Tyler Zuli producing the show today, chiming in as well. We're going to do something in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to have some fun. You know, it's Sunday night, right? You don't want to yell and scream about sports. You want to talk about sports. But we're also going to have some fun. Because last week, if you guys were listening to me last Sunday night when I was on, same time slot, 9 to midnight, I saw something pop up from MLB.com. And they announced that The Sandlot, you guys of course all remember the movie, was going to turn into a TV series. Now, when I first said that to Tyler during the break, he goes, why? But then I informed him that it's going to be the original cast. So all these guys who were probably teenagers, maybe even preteens during the filming of the movie, are now in their 30s. So what they're doing is, the movie was set in the 1960s, so they're going to have this series set in the 1980s, which will also be interesting to see. Because when we were talking about it during the break, Tyler goes, like, you know, they'll probably have, like, a girl playing because 2019, you know, where you see that. And this is no, we're not, like, bashing that at all. But you see it in movies and stuff. You're starting to see more female roles, women roles, which is a good thing in sports movies. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the 1980s. Like, how are they setting it in the 1980s? How are they trying to incorporate today's society in 2019 in the 1980s? It'll be interesting to see what they do with that. But they're going to have the same cast. So what I want to do is, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll start doing this. Think of like a movie pre-2000. Doesn't have to be sports. It could be anything. Think of a movie pre-2000 that you would want to see in a TV series today with the exact same cast. Now, of course, they have to be alive. Let's face it. But they would redo a series, a TV series. And in case you guys don't know, the Sandlot TV series is already set to be two seasons. Like, it's not just one season. They have two seasons already. And if it's good enough, they'll continue to a third and more on from there. But it's already being filmed for two seasons. So what other movies pre-2000 will go would you want 20 years later to become a TV series? We'll think about that during the 10 o'clock hour. We'll talk about those as well. But there's got to be a reason why. And I'll give you another sports-related one come 10 o'clock. That would be awesome. Just because pretty sure at this point half of them are on drugs. 610-632-0975. But of course, we're talking Sixers basketball today and Philly's expectations, what you expect out of the team this year. Also, what you demand. Let's use the word demand. What are you demanding out of the Phillies this season? And with the Sixers, where do you expect them to finish in terms of the seedings in the next 15 games? 82% of the poll says the third seed. That's where they are currently. Let's go to the phones and talk to Charles in the Northeast. Charles, what's up, man?
How you doing, Andrew?
Hey, Charles.
Andrew, always great hearing from you. As for the Sixers, yeah, they're going to finish in the third. As for the Phillies, real quick, the Phillies are going to win 92, 94 games. They'll win the division. I mean, the lineup's too strong. I mean, we'll worry about pitching, Andrew, but the fact is that lineup's too strong.
Yeah, you're right, and I think they do win 90 games. I'm just interested to see what the Nationals do, how many wins they get. I don't think any team in the NL East is a 100-win team, but I could see the Nationals getting to 90 wins. Even though they lost Bryce Harper, they still have a good lineup, and they have the best rotation in the NL East. So I'm interested to see what the Nationals do during the regular season. I'm interested to see what the Mets do this year and the Braves as well. So 92 wins gets you in the playoffs. I just don't know if that automatically gets you an NL East championship just yet.
Yeah, it'll get them National League East championship, Andrew, because you know why? Listen, the Nationals, you lose Bryce Harper. The Phillies lineup is overwhelmingly better than anybody in the division.
You're right.
They'll win a division on the lineup alone.
Okay. They have the best starting eight, you know, position players.
There's not even a question about it. Now, I mean, yeah, they're gonna win a division on that alone. Okay. I mean, it's not even a question in my mind about it. Now, as for the Sixers, I mean, I heard you, Andrew, and other people worrying about the Sixers. I'm scared. I'm worried about the Sixers. Joel Embiid comes back tonight and they dominate. That's what Joel Embiid does. Joel Embiid is a top three player in this league, Andrew. And you see what? Here's what I expect from the Sixers. Here's what's going to happen with the Sixers. They're going to be the three seed. They are going to the finals. Now, they will lose in the finals to Golden State. I think it's going to be a really good series. If the Sixers won the finals, it wouldn't surprise me. But the fact of the matter is, with Joel Embiid, I mean, listen, you're underestimating him. In Philadelphia, we underestimate how good Joel Embiid is. He showed it tonight a little bit.
I don't know if people underestimated Charles how good he is, but
a little bit.
But here's the one thing that like kind of surprises me is how much of a drop off there is, because you do have like Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler are very talented players, to the point where I did not expect them to go 4-4 in the 8 games. Like, I was hoping for 5-3, 6-2 when Embiid was out. So I understand how much of an impact Joel Embiid makes on the court, but I think more so it's like, wow, like, is it really that much of a difference that these three very talented top 20 players can't even win more than 4 games in a stretch of 8 games?
Andrew, you really didn't? I mean, you're underestimating Joel Embiid. Listen, as good as Ben Simmons is, as good as Tobias Harris is, J.J. Redick, Jimmy Butler, he makes that much of an impact. He really does, okay? That's how good. So, listen, I agree with you. They probably should have been 5-3, 6-2. It didn't happen. But the fact of the matter is, you underestimated Joel Embiid.
I mean, Charles.
You don't realize how good he is. You're not grasping it, Andrew. But the fact of the matter is,
I've been glowing all over Joel Embiid all night, Charles, and I appreciate the phone call. I'm not underestimating Joel Embiid. I haven't done that all night. I haven't done that in my career in radio. I haven't done that in the career of Joel Embiid. Don't put words in my mouth. I love Charles, but that's not what I'm saying. Like, what I was surprised with was the fact that these Sixers looked so bad without him. So bad, to the point where you lost to the Chicago Bulls. Like, they should not have lost to the Chicago Bulls on paper. Joel Embiid, if he plays those 8 games and he's healthy, they probably go 6-2. Because I know how much of an impact he makes. I was just surprised with how much of an impact it made when he was not on the court. And I think it didn't help that you didn't have Boban Marjanovic and you had to play Mike Scott at the 5 multiple minutes. It's not that I'm underestimating how good Joel Embiid is. It's that I think I underestimated, as well as a lot of people, what Simmons, Butler, and Harris can do, the three of them. Because even though Joel Embiid missed those 8 games, we knew about it going into the first game. It came out right after the All-Star break that Joel Embiid was going to miss some time. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter say, A, relax. And I was like, I can't relax. Joel Embiid's always banged up. B, people were telling me that they were going to go 6-2 still. Or they were going to continue to win. We didn't know how many games he was going to miss. But everyone's going to say, listen, look at the rest of the lineup. They're still going to be pretty good. They'll be fine. They're not going to lose many games. 4-4, I think we almost overestimated how talented those guys were without Joel Embiid. Because with Joel Embiid, you're right, Charles, he makes that much of a difference. And you saw it tonight. 610-632-0975. Sixers Phillies talk coming up. But also, we have to talk about the movies pre-2000 that you wish could come back for at least one or two series as a TV show based off of The Sandlot, which was announced last week, would become a TV series with the original cast. Okay? So the guy that played Smalls is back. The guy that played Squints Palidores is back. I don't know what Wendy Peppercorn's looking like these days. I think I have to look that up. Because if she's back, I might have to say what up. 610-632-0975. 25 minutes commercial-free radio coming up next. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic's Mike Missanelli Show talks with Bryce Harper.
You chose this city.
You know, I'm very excited to be able to dig my roots somewhere and be somewhere for, you know, 13 years of my career. And it was huge for me to have a no trade and, you know, being able to have no opt-outs and really put my faith into an organization and then put their faith into me as well.
Want to hear the entire conversation? It's posted at 97.5thefanatic.com. We're talking. and Phillies baseball on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports better. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens, crystal clear, action comes alive right at you. It's awesome. Plus, they got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides cloud-based accounting software that is super easy for business owners and powerful enough for accountants. With Patriot's accounting software, business owners can easily invoice customers, receive payments, pay bills, and track the money in and out of their company without needing a college degree in accounting. And with Patriot Software's patent-pending cash-to-accrual toggle switch, the business's accountant can log in, view the books, and make complex entries to ensure the business has accurate financial statements. Easy but powerful. Everybody wins. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Samsung Galaxy S10 series has arrived at Sprint. Get any next generation Galaxy phone and you'll get a Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. That's right, a Galaxy S10e on us with any next generation Galaxy series phone. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless, epic, pro-quality images. Capture the world as you see it. And the wireless power share feature lets you give a power boost to other devices. The Galaxy S10e also includes a nearly frameless infinity display and an all-day intelligent battery. Get yourself a next-generation Galaxy phone at Sprint and get a Galaxy S10e to use on us with a Sprint Flex lease. Visit a local Sprint store, Sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause and save you time and money down the road. Getting the job done just got easier. Now you can keep your engine running clean and running strong for less. Buy one Chevron Tecron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let's get ready to rumble. On Friday, March 15th, it's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Tevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In the co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try their brand new snack, Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz Nuts aren't nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts made with savory sausage based on Dietz and Watson's traditional European Landjäger recipe, dried and cured to snackable perfection. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
All right, welcome back. 10:01 here on 97.5, the Fanatic. We're kicking off 25 minutes of commercial-free radio, so now's a good time to jump in. 610-632-0975. Talking Sixers basketball, talking Phillies baseball, and we'll get into this side topic in a few minutes regarding TV series or movies back in, let's say, pre-2000s that you wish would come back as a TV series, and that is because The Sandlot is beginning to film, or the people from The Sandlot are beginning to film two seasons to start a TV series with the original cast. So we'll get into some fun with that in a little bit, because I have some good movies from the 90s that would be pretty cool to see if the original cast would be willing to do it. But let's get into some Phillies talk for a minute. And Tyler Zuli producing the show today, I want to hear from you about this. What are your expectations for the Phillies this year? Like, they add incredible players. They improved in multiple positions. They have the best starting catcher in the major leagues. I'm telling you right now, he's the best catcher in baseball. So you improved at catcher because I couldn't stand Jorge Alfaro, even though people tried to tell me he was, you know, Mike Piazza. You improve at first base, getting rid of Carlos Santana, who I died on Santana Hill for a little bit, but Santana's gone. Hoskins going to first base improves not only first base, but it improves left field. Who knows what happens at second base? It's probably going to be Cesar to start. Scott Kingery will get some innings. We'll see if he improves. He's having a decent spring. Still doesn't have that bat speed. I'm worried about it. Third base, Michael Franco. And let me say this. This will be an improved Michael Franco because you're not depending on him to bat fourth or fifth in the order. And he doesn't have to have trade talks in the back of his mind. Because how many times did you hear his name rumored out there to be traded for a guy like Manny Machado? And then you heard at the end of the season, well, if Machado comes here, Michael Franco's gone. So he now knows that he is the third baseman of the Philadelphia Phillies for at least 2019. I mentioned that you improved in left field, moving Hoskins to first, and now you have McCutcheon. Center field, you still have Odubel. Right field, we have Bryce Harper. Rotation, Aaron Nola's back. Let's see if he can follow up the year that he had last year, second in NL Cy Young voting. Jake Arrieta, not the best outing against the Blue Jays yesterday, but looked stellar in his debut outing this year. 9 up, 9 down. Nick Pivetta is apparently hitting 99 on the gun, which is incredible. I knew he could throw. I don't know if he could pitch just yet, but maybe he comes to it this year. And we'll see what happens with the other two players in the rotation. And, of course, the bullpen's better. Sir Anthony, David Robertson. You made some the guys that you brought in through Seattle with that trade for Segura. I forgot to mention Gene Segura, who is now your great shortstop, who's going to be batting second every single day. You improved throughout the diamond, all around, which is incredible. But you still have to look at the other teams in the division. Like, the Nationals have the best rotation in the division. The Mets, you could argue, have the second best rotation in the division just because they have DeGrom and Syndergaard. I would take the Phillies rotation over the Braves and, of course, over the Marlins. But the everyday lineup, the Phillies have the best one, in my opinion. And I would also say the Phillies have the best bullpen. So if we're playing that game out of three, I might go Phillies with best bullpen, best position players, and then I give the Nationals the nod for the best rotation. So, Tyler, my expectations is around 90 wins. I would hope over. That might not win you the division just at 90. It very well could if the Nationals have one of those years where they go through a month of just slumping, which we've seen time and time again. I still think they make it to the playoffs. I think ultimately they do win the division. Would I be surprised if they don't, but they get in as a wild card team? No, I wouldn't be surprised, because it's going to be a fight all year in the NL East. I'm demanding a playoff berth. I'm not demanding an NL East championship. I'm expecting an NL East championship. So, Tyler, where are you this year? I mean, we haven't even seen a full game yet. You saw two at-bats, two plate appearances for Bryce Harper. And we're not even in the regular season yet. But what you've caught a glimpse of, what you look at on paper, and what you see as the team this year compared to what you saw last year, are you with me that you're demanding a playoff berth? But do you believe that they're a sure lock to win the NL East?
You know, you and I think incredibly similar when it comes to this game. And I think it has something to do with the fact that you and I are both big-time baseball guys. And I was also willing to die on the Carlos Santana hill last year, so it's another point to say that you and I think very similarly. The one that I would vehemently disagree with when it comes to this situation is that the Mets don't have the best starting rotation in the division. I think it's unquestionable. Because Scherzer's the best pitcher in the division. I think the Mets have the best rotation in the division. So with that being said, is it a lock? No. Because I think any one of these four teams could win the division. The likelihood that you're going to get a team come out of this, a second team as a wild card team, very high. I would think almost that is almost a lock. Is it the Phillies? Not a lock. Should be, but I wouldn't put money on it right now to say that they definitely are.
Are you putting them as a lock to make the playoffs?
No.
Is that right?
No, I'm not, because the pitching rotation still doesn't. I have questions. I have a ton of questions, and I have a division that I think is a lot better than people want to give it credit
for. The NL East people, and people listening, the NL East will be the best division in baseball probably this year.
Yeah, I would agree.
Except for, in terms of multiple teams being in the mix, like the AL East, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees, who could both win over 100 games.
Don't sleep
year.
On the Rays in that division either.
You're right.
But they're not going to win 100 games.
They got the reigning AL Cy Young. You're right. But they have two teams that are going to win 100
Correct.
Games. Whereas in the NL East, I don't know if I can see a team winning 100 games this year.
No, but you might get four teams who all win somewhere between, like, let's say 85 and 95.
Look at that. You and I are on the same page. Look at that. But you don't. I have the Phillies as a lock to make the playoffs. I'm surprised that you don't even have them as a lock to make the playoffs. And you and I are on the same page about the NL East being the strongest division. And a very good division, and like the Marlins will be the only team where you go, oh, we got a 3-game series of the Marlins. That's a sweep.
Yeah, you should win too, at least.
When you face the Mets, I know we all make fun of the Mets. 2 years ago, when were they in the World Series last? 2015.
2015 against the Royals.
2015. So 2 seasons ago, they were a lock to win the division until they lost like 8 guys to season-ending injuries. Like, the Mets had terrible luck in the 2017 campaign. Last year, they were missing Syndergaard at times. And remember, they were talking about trading him. They were talking about trading DeGrom. Same thing. They had a lot of injuries. I'm not as worried about their everyday lineup as I am the Nationals. And if I was not a Phillies fan, I would be more worried about the Phillies' everyday lineup as opposed to the Mets lineup. But I understand what you're saying with the best rotation, because they have DeGrom, who won the Cy Young last year. They have Syndergaard, who could win the Cy Young this year. They have Zach Wheeler. I actually still like Steven Matz. I know he had a pretty bad year last year. But they have a pretty damn good rotation. You're right. And I would compare him to the Nationals. And I look at the Nationals with Strasburg. If he's healthy, I mean, he's still one of the better pitchers in the league. Max Scherzer, the best pitcher in the division, as you said. And Patrick Corbin, I wish he was in Philly's pinstripes. Was I going to give him 6 years worth, what was it, $150 million? No, I was not going to give him that much, especially when if I'm John Middleton, I know that I'm going to give Bryce Harper over $300 million. And then hopefully Mike Trout in 2 years. But this division is going to be a fight all year. There won't be a time this season where you go, let's say with 10 games left in the regular season, play the guys that are up. Play the 40-man roster. Give Dylan Cousins starts in the outfield. You know, give Mitch Walding everyday starts at third base. We're not going to see that this year. Remember 2007 when they won on the final day of the year, as well as 2008? It could be like that this season, where it comes down to the final week, where a team has yet to solidify themselves as NL East champions. It's going to be a fight this year. I expect them, and quite frankly, demand them to make the playoffs this year. Tyler, my producer tonight, doesn't even expect them to make the playoffs.
Well, no. I don't want to say that I don't expect them to. I think that they very well could. I'm just saying it's not a lock.
Right. So, okay, it's not a lock. So I believe it's a lock that they make the playoffs, so I expect them to make the playoffs. You believe they can make the playoffs, just like I've said time and time again. I believe the Sixers can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think they can. I don't expect them to.
Right. That's a very fair analogy.
So 610-632-0975, where are your expectations for the Phillies this year? And also, the Sixers talk continues. Joel Embiid was just a monster in the fourth quarter today, scoring 18 points in just over 7 minutes, 7 minutes and 5 seconds to be exact. 6 of 6 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And it was ugly in the first half. The entire team played poorly in the first half. I did some breakdowns of the first half because that's, of course, where it looked bad. Joel Embiid played in 4-minute intervals today, in case you guys didn't know. That's why he only played 28 minutes. In the first 4 minutes of the game, he played 4 minutes and 9 seconds. The Sixers were up 8-6 when he left the game. When he came back in, there was 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter. The Sixers were up 2-19-17. So in his first 4 minutes, they were up 8-6. In the second, or in that group of minutes where he was out, they were up 19-17, but both Philadelphia and the Pacers scored 11 points. Then during his time to finish out the first quarter and then into the second quarter, the Sixers were outscored 17-10. So this is with Joel Embiid on the court for 4 minutes and 55 seconds to close out the first quarter and part of the second quarter. They were outscored 17-10. So that's with Joel Embiid, so not pretty. When he comes back in, when he was out, the Pacers outscored the Sixers 11-6 while he was out. When he comes back in to finish out his minutes of the first half, the Sixers outscored the Pacers 16-10. And then in just those last 50 seconds, without him on the court, the Pacers outscored the Sixers 4-0. So you see the drastic difference when Embiid is on the court and when Embiid is off the court, just in the first half alone. And a lot of people are complaining with how they played in the first half and how they didn't come out quick and how they looked sloppy. Well, yeah, because it was the first time Joel Embiid was back in the game in 8 games. And not only was it 8 games, it was also a week because of the All-Star break. So it was 3 weeks since he had played. So they had to find a way to gel together. And that's why you saw come the end of the game in the fourth quarter, he scores 18 points. Now that Embiid is back, and he's going to be on some minutes restrictions, like I'm sure he's not going to go back to playing 30-plus minutes when they face the Cavs on Tuesday. I'm sure he's not just going to play 35 minutes. They'll probably do the same thing, maybe instead of 4-minute intervals, it's 6. What are your expectations now with the Sixers? Are you feeling much better? The theme of the show is expectations tonight, but are you feeling better? Because I am. Like, I was doom and gloom. When they were 4-4 in 8 games, I was down in the dumps. Not so much anymore. And it took one game with Joel Embiid. One good, not good quarter. One elite quarter out of Joel Embiid to make me say, all right, they're back. Wait for him to, get his legs under him. Wait for him to not just be playing 4-minute intervals. Wait for him to just be dominant again to the point where we're chanting MVP like we were earlier in the season. Now that he's back on the court, aren't you feeling a little bit better? Like, you're feeling relieved, because I am. Like, it was a good medicine seeing Joel Embiid again today. Sixers, Phillies on the table, 610-632-0975. And the thing that I brought up last segment, at the beginning of this segment, the Sandlot is beginning a TV series. I don't know when it's going to be released. I haven't seen any new updates on that. But what news broke last Sunday, and I found out Sunday night when I was on, thanks to Twitter, that The Sandlot with the original cast, the same guy that played Benny the Jet, the same guy that played Ham, all those guys are back for a TV series, and they are set to film two seasons, and if it can, if it's good, it'll continue. So I want to have a little fun with that. Think of a movie pre-2000 that you wish you could see as a TV series for at least one or two seasons, and then maybe it continues. But it has to be the original cast, which means they have to be alive, or if it's a strong enough cast where you're missing one guy, so they find a way to let it be known why he's not in the first season. But you also have to look at it this way. What they're doing with The Sandlot is, because the movie was filmed in the 1960s, set in the 1960s, they're making the TV series set in the 1980s. So they're 20 years older. So these guys have to also be able to, you know, live their lives. Like, it can't be somebody that was 80 years old and then all of a sudden now they're 130 and they're dead. So I look at some of these movies in the 90s. Imagine a Goodfellas TV series. Now, there's been multiple, you know, of course, The Sopranos being the mobster TV series ever. But imagine getting a season or two of Goodfellas with the exact cast, with Ray Liotta, right? That exact cast that you get. And I'm trying to think of all the guys, like obviously Joe Pesci. You have all those guys in there, but also like the smaller roles. Now, of course, they have to still be alive. So Joe Pesci would be dead, actually, because he was killed in the movie. So Joe Pesci wouldn't even exist. So maybe I take that off the table. Pulp Fiction could be pretty cool. It'll be interesting to see these guys back in action. Somebody's tweeting in The Matrix. Imagine that being a TV series. Shans, at Aunt Shans on Twitter, says Major League. That would be fun.
Be like retirement home softball.
Yes. Now, that's what brings me to the one that I would do. It doesn't have to be sports. But imagine, my answer would be a sports one. The Mighty Ducks, 20 years later. Now, if you guys don't know, Sean Weiss, who played Goldberg, I'm pretty sure is an addict of something. And he's been arrested multiple times. Arrested for public intoxication at one point. I see it right in front of me. So the point of this TV series, it wouldn't be that they made it to the NHL. Like, no. They are in a beer league hockey league. And you have Goldberg again. They're trying to, you know, clean him up a little bit, but he can't help himself. Emilio Estevez is just bored. So he's coming out to coach a beer league hockey team. Jussie Smollett, if you guys don't know, was in that. He's going through some crap right now. I don't think he'd be able to make the filming process of it. So Tyler, I go Mighty Ducks because I would find the comedic way of it. Like, that would not be a serious TV series. Like, some of the people that, the guy that tweeted in The Matrix, like, you're not getting enjoyment out of it in terms of humor. Like, you're probably getting like an action thing out of it. I'm getting humor out of this because none of these guys went to the NHL. They're now in a beer league 20 years later. I think that would be hysterical if I could get that, because I don't know how funny The Sandlot's going to be. Like, it's still going to be the same jokes, like the same corny, witty jokes that you got. But they're probably going to have kids in it, and it's going to be like, let's coach our kids' team.
Well, and that's my question about The Sandlot is, you know, kind of what made The Sandlot funny, especially when you get guys like Ham, you know, they're bathroom jokes.
Yes.
They're, you know, you Bob for apples in the toilet.
Yes.
Is that funny when you're an adult? Like, as adults saying it? It's funny when you watch The Sandlot because they're kids.
And you were a kid growing up.
Right, and it was part of your childhood. So is it going to be weird if that's still the comedy?
No, the comedy would have to be the dads going to the games with like a cooler of beer.
Yeah, they've got to be drunk,
and
basically.
Getting drunk and making jokes and making fun of their kids in a funny way, in a in a TV series way, not in a real life way, because I know there's incredibly annoying parents that go to games and do that kind of stuff. But in terms of a TV series, I think that'd be pretty funny. So is there a movie that would come to your mind pre-2000s that you wish could turn into a TV series?
You know, it wasn't pre-2000s, but the first one that came to my mind, and I'll take it out because it's not, was the movie Four Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tremendous movie. I would like to see how they progressed after everything happened. You know, keeping the kids. They all have kids, keeping them out of the situations they were in. That was a great movie to me, and I think that would make a fun TV show.
Yeah, but it would be a little more on the serious side.
It would be more on the serious side, sure, of course. But I think the ones that would immediately stick out are the ones that are, you know, the saga-type movies. When you think like a Lord of the Rings. Because there's so much that you could do with, you know, expansive universes and expansive storylines and backstories, side stories, coming back into the past. So those are the kind of movies I think that would stick out that would make good TV shows.
What about Home Alone 20 years later? Macaulay Culkin, who's whacked out of his mind, is now a parent in the TV series. So you got a season of Home Alone. Those guys are coming out of prison again. I could see that. Could you see that?
What are they coming back for vengeance?
Yeah, why not?
On adult Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, why not? What about Fight Club? A TV series 20 years later.
The only thing that the only issue...
They fix the city.
Right.
And now he wants to get back to him.
The only issue is, you know, without giving away Fight Club for anybody that hasn't seen it, it's been out forever, so maybe we can.
If you haven't seen it yet, it's your fault that you get spoiled right here.
You can't... How do you progress that storyline further than what it did? It would have to be a story about everybody else.
Yeah, but he realized that somebody was an imagination, so we don't spoil it. Somebody was an imagination. Maybe he comes back. All right? So let's have some fun with that. All right? 610-632-0975. I'm getting a ton of people tweeting in answers, so I'll go through those in a little bit. 610-632. There's some great ones. Mighty Duck, somebody tweeted in. Real quick, let's go to Chris in North Wales. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, I just want to say that I thought what I think this year is going to happen with the Phillies is what happened last year in the NL West, where you had the Rockies, Diamondbacks, Giants, and Dodgers. They all looked like they were going to compete for it, so it's really going to be something similar to that, where you're going to have two teams that kind of fall off towards the end, but you're looking at 90, 91 wins for the other two and possibly a game 163.
So you think it might go into like a little tiebreaker action at the end of the season?
Yeah, it's going to be something similar to that because, you know, you got four teams. Everybody, like, I think the Phillies are the strongest overall, like you were mentioning earlier. They might not have the strongest rotation, but it's going to be close.
All right, Chris, now, are you demanding them to make the playoffs, though? Or are you just sort of like, you know what, I don't know if they're going to get it because you know the NL East is strong?
Yeah, I think they should be at least, like, it's got to come down to the last three or four games. Like, they should be right there if they're going to be anywhere.
Oh, yeah, they should be. But, like, do you expect them to make the playoffs? Not like they're going to be around it, but do you expect them to make the playoffs?
I expect them to make the playoffs. If you're going to put as much money as you did into your bullpen, into your fielders, and not upgrade your starting pitching, I expect you to be.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at. Now, Chris, you heard what we were talking about, the movies turning into a TV series. Is there one that, I know I'm putting you on the spot, is there one that comes to mind?
Nah, not for me.
That's all right, Chris.
And they just didn't.
That's all right, Chris. I appreciate the phone call, man. Well, I'll go through some of these tweets that are coming in fast. More people care about this than the Sixers beating the Pacers today. 610-632-0975. Manager Sal Chunas. Thank you till midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports bettor. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens. Crystal clear, action comes alive right at you. It's
awesome. Plus, I got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub, Parks Grill, Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Olivetto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The Sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched the net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble. On Friday, March 15th, it's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Tevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Lea Coors Center. In the co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeaCoorsCenter.com.
Fanatic fan favorite.
If you have two or more years of unfiled taxes or owe more than $10,000 from the IRS, you have a big problem. Call Greg at Strategic Tax Resolution, 484-915-3100. That's 484-915-3100.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Here's a quick way you could save money in the new year. Switch to Geico, and the Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then you say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere. You have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.10:29, welcome back. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 12 o'clock. Tweets are coming in fast regarding the movies pre-2000s that you wish would turn into a TV series. And if you guys didn't hear, The Sandlot is already scheduled to film two seasons, right? And the other shows or the other movies that I wish could turn into a show would be The Mighty Ducks. Now, here's the problem. You get criticized no matter what, but my guy Emerson tweets and he goes, you beat me to The Mighty Ducks, but it'll be definitely without Goldberg, so it's got to be Mighty Ducks 2. Now, here's the thing. You need Goldberg because that's what makes it funny. Because the point of these TV series that were once movies, it's based 20 years later. So The Sandlot, the TV series that they're doing, is going to be based 20 years after the movie ended. So the movie was filmed in the 19... Or not filmed. I keep on saying filmed. The movie was set in the 1960s, so the TV series will be set in the 1980s. So with whatever the time the Mighty Ducks was set in, it was probably the 90s, 20 years later. So Goldberg is probably a drunk, like he is in real life, playing goalie for you in a beer league hockey league. My man can't even stay on his feet or on his skates playing goalie. And it can't be like, oh, they came together and played in the Olympics or something. Like no, they are playing in wherever there's an ice rink in Philadelphia. These guys, I know there's one in the Northeast, Tarkin Recreation. These guys are playing at Tarkin Rec, playing hockey on ice that is not well manufactured. And you got Goldberg, drunk out of his mind, playing hockey. And the season continues after the games. They're all at work. They're all probably miserable. Like, remember the Monday Night Football commercials where you're miserable at work, but then you realize it's Monday night, so you get excited? That's what this series is all about. These guys are miserable at their jobs, but they know come Wednesday night, they're going to get lit, and they're going to go play hockey, and they're going to get in fights. They're not supposed to fight in the league, but you know they're going to get in fights. Goldberg's going to be falling on his skates. He can't stop a shot for his life. Gets to the point where guys are just taking slap shots, and they might just hit him because he's just sitting there. Like, you need Goldberg. Some other ones that are coming in, The Goonies, a TV series. Now, I thought The Goonies, the movie, was terrible, but you could probably make it funny if they try to do something 20 years later.
I would say no.
No? You're out on The Goonies?
No, I love The Goonies.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love them. So, and maybe it's a childhood thing.
I hated The Goonies. Like, I thought it was dumb.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, as a kid, I thought it was stupid.
Huh, interesting. Most people our age would love it.
But would you want that to be a TV series 20
no.
years later?
With those? I don't want anything to do with Josh Brolin in it and anything like that. No.
Why not?
I didn't like him. He was the one I didn't like in that movie. I liked everybody else.
Okay, so you're going to get the everybody else. Like, it's the same cast. So you would get the same cast.
But again, I think that's another movie that works because the cast are kids. And as adults, I don't know if it's going to work.
All right. Jeremiah tweets in a great one, Dazed and Confused. Now, they're all out of high school. At the end of the movie, they are graduating high school. They're now, same thing, Mighty Ducks, like, it takes place of what they're doing every day. And they're all stoners at their jobs. Like, they're all working somewhere. Like, Matthew McConaughey is still doing something. Matthew McConaughey is the only one that didn't grow up. The other guys all grew up. Like, the dude with the long hair from Dazed and Confused, he's got a nice haircut now. He's working at his job, and he's trying to stay off the pot. He's trying to stay off the weed. But they find a way to get back to it.
All right.
You're damn right. One of the creepiest lines. One of those. Can't say it anymore about the high school thing. Like, in movies nowadays, can't say that line. 610-632-0975. Keep tweeting them in if you want to call in and explain more. Because it's one thing to just say Dazed and Confused. It's another one if you call in and tell me why it would be great 20 years later. And we're also talking sports. Pat in Houston. Pat, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on,
what's
Andrew?
Up, dude?
I like this conversation, but I got a movie for you after this.
Good.
But the 76ers. When Amir Johnson is on the floor and Embiid is out, I think he might be by far the worst player, even during the whole process. He might just be the worst out of anyone we've ever acquired.
No. Out of the whole process?
I'm trying to think. Man, I'm watching this guy. He's missed his layups. He can't shoot threes, but he stands out there by a 3-point line.
All right. Amir Johnson didn't hurt you today.
I thought when they through three quarters, I thought Amir Johnson was going to be single-handedly costing us the game.
All right. Well, Amir Johnson didn't necessarily hurt you today.
He will if Embiid's on like a men's restriction.
Well, yeah, okay, so,
and
well,
that's what I was going to ask.
Well, look at that difference. There's a difference between Embiid and Amir Johnson, like a huge difference. There's a difference between Embiid and Miles Turner. Miles Turner is a fantastic basketball player, but there's a difference between Embiid and Miles Turner. When's Boban coming back? I don't know, because I saw that report when it first came out that, and it wasn't even a local reporter, it was a Serbian reporter saying, oh, he's going to be out a couple weeks, and it's been a couple weeks and we haven't heard anything with Boban Marjanovic yet, so I don't know when he's coming back.
I'm worried about that. It's almost like a backup quarterback for a football team. Our backup center is important to us. We need a better one than Amir Johnson. But as for the movie, I don't know if you've seen this one, but pre-2000s, I would like to see a sequel of Little Giants, the movie. And have
that'd be pretty
funny. Al Bundy against Danny O'Shea, but now Danny O'Shea's got the good team since he beat Al Bundy or Kevin O'Shea's brother.
See, and now that's creative, Pat.
Hold on. I'd have the Icebox and Junior, since they got together, the quarterback. They got a kid, and he goes and plays with Al Bundy.
Oh, well, no. Well, Pat, are they playing or are the kids playing?
I was going to say, true. They're probably like little at the time.
So the adults are in their 30s now. They're playing. That's what I want. I would rather see that.
The Icebox is in the NFL. Legit. If the Icebox still got it.
Damn right, Pat. I appreciate the phone call, man. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Bubs in Wildwood Crest. Bubs, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Bubs, you there?
Can you hear me?
There you are. What's going on, come Bubs? On.
Hey, I want to make two comments. One is, everybody thinks this guy, Joel Embiid, is going to be the savior for the Sixers this year, okay? Every critical game, the guy, his knee is hurt. So,
yeah, but what about today, Bubs? The fourth quarter, 18 points. He's the reason why they won today.
Okay, is he going to be the reason why they win a seven-game series in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's definitely the reason why they're going to win a seven-game series. Maybe not the first series, because the series in round one, they're going to play a scrub team. But if they can beat Toronto or Milwaukee, it's going to be because of Joel Embiid.
My theory is they're going to get an easy win over a team, and then you're going to have this guy with a historical knee injury, and all of a sudden, 5, 6, 7, when you really need him, he's going to go dormant. And that's a real big concern for me. And I'm going back a lot of years in Philadelphia sports history. We've seen these types before.
Oh, but it's different now, Bubs. We got to be more excited about things now. You got the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. You got the Phillies with Bryce Harper now. The Flyers will eventually be on the rise. It's no more Negadelphia. We got to be excited about our teams now.
I've been through too much in Philadelphia. Let me just tell you this. I think that even with Embiid and all these great trades they're making and everything, they're fourth in the Atlantic Conference, which means they're eighth overall among the 32 teams. It's going to be hard for them to win NBA championship. But let's switch gears to the Philadelphia Phillies. We got Bryce Harper, $330 million. Okay, everything says he's in good health. Now, let's assume that Bryce Harper is going to be in a stellar condition. That's going to address the fundamental issue. We still don't have a World Championship Series pitching staff.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, Bubs, and I appreciate the phone call. You enjoy Wildwood Crest. I appreciate the call. I don't agree with you with the Sixers. Let me start off there. And I know what he meant Eastern Conference, not Atlantic Conference. They're third now after beating the Pacers. And if you look at the West, they actually have... There's only two teams with better records in the West. So overall, they have the fifth best record in the NBA. So not a fifth is still pretty good. I don't think they win the NBA Finals this year. He's right about that. When it comes to the Phillies, the pitching staff, as Tyler Zuli producing the show today and I both said, the pitching staff, we don't look at them as even the best in the division. Tyler says the Mets, I say the Philly or the Nationals. Regardless, would you put the Nationals over the Phillies pitching staff?
Yes.
Okay. I would put the Mets over the Phillies. So both you yes. and I have them as the third best rotation in the NL East. Come playoff time, you need good pitching. The good thing is the bullpen is vastly improved. And hopefully, come playoff time, you can get Aaron Nola to pitch seven innings, right? You can get Jake Arrieta to pitch five or six, and you get five out of Nick Pivetta, or you get five out of whoever you trade for at the deadline, which, let's just say Madison Bumgarner, right? He's not the same Madison Bumgarner as the year they won the World Series when it looked like he pitched every single inning during that series. But if you can get a guy like Bumgarner or somebody at the deadline who could give you five, six good innings in the major in major leagues, a quality start is six innings of at least five innings. Is it five? I think it's six. But you can't give up more than three runs. So it's six innings, three or less earned runs. If you can get that on a given night and then just turn it over to that bullpen, that is going to be good. And if you can score five, six runs a game, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Do they win the World Series this year? No. At least I don't think so. But do you need a World Series pitching staff? You need at least two good pitchers, and I think they got that. And they got one excellent pitcher. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas. I'm taking you until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe. Two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you that spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Burris Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also in the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda, Montgomeryville. Simply exceptional.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out. No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Rainer Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RainerServicesNJ.com for information.
Miss Forzetta and Trey, Anthony and Jason, or Mike, Tyrone and Natalie? Listen to the podcast on the Fanatic app. This is 97.5, The Fanatic.
We really need this gifted sport.
Damn right. Welcome back. 10:07, 10:47. Thank God it's not 10:07. Jeez. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking you until 12 o'clock. We're talking Sixers. We're talking Phillies. I don't necessarily think the Phillies are winning the World Series this year. I don't think the Sixers are winning the NBA Finals this year. And that's okay. Like, we can have high expectations, but we're watching this growth out of these teams. Sometimes people, like, I did a show 2 weeks ago, and I said, is it NBA Finals or bust? And 65% said yes. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not, because A, they're not good enough. They're very talented, but they don't have as much time to figure out how to play with each other. I don't think the coach is the guy just yet. I don't think they have the right coach. Let's just say it. They don't have a deep enough bench. Like, I did not say NBA Finals or bust. Even after the trade deadline, I said it was not NBA Finals or bust. There are times where, and it's okay because we're fans, right? We're fans. We can get excited to the point where we are overly excited. But if they don't win the NBA Finals this year, the Sixers, and if the Phillies don't win the World Series this year, we shouldn't be angry. Like, we should be okay with that. If the Sixers get eliminated in round two, or get eliminated in five games, and if they get eliminated in round one or get eliminated in round two in five games, we should have a fit, right? If the Phillies don't even make the playoffs and they're like 10 games out, we should have a fit. But we have to enjoy the ride a little bit. And Jason Martinez, when Anthony was out the other day, Jason did a topic that I found fascinating, and I was, you know, producing the show, chiming in with him, and he asked the question, and Tyler, I want to get your take on this as well. Can you enjoy sports, or does the team have to be winning? So the question was, like, do you enjoy sports, or do you enjoy the winning of sports? And I basically said, like, I need to know that my team is in a path to winning. Like, when the Sixers were tanking, even though I was a loser and watched, and went to games, and I was here, so I was cutting audio for games. I wasn't enjoying it. Now, even though I know the Sixers, I know for a fact the Sixers will not win the NBA Finals this season. I am still enjoying every single game that I watch. And even though I believe the Phillies will not win the World Series this year, I am going to enjoy all 162. No, I'm not going to enjoy the night when they're down 10-0. But in terms of the Phillies as a whole, I'm going to enjoy them. If they're purposely losing or they just suck, like if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, like I probably won't enjoy the Cleveland Browns if I was a Browns fan, even though they have one of the best fan bases in all football because people still show up. So, Tyler, do you need your team to be winning for you to enjoy them? Or can you just get joy out of the sport itself? Because and over the last 5 years for the Phillies, even though they weren't relevant, I still enjoyed watching them because I'm watching the best of the best play a sport that I love, even though I knew they weren't going to win the World Series.
You know, I think it's actually more enjoyable when your teams are bad. It's sometimes more enjoyable to watch two teams you have no rooting interest in because you just get to enjoy and take in and indulge in the sport. When your team is not good, like you said, if there's a reason as to why they're not good, it's rebuild mode. You see that they're stockpiling draft picks and young talent. It's watchable. The problems become when you get a team like Chip Kelly's final Eagles team, who was 4-12. That becomes unbearably hard to watch, but you still put yourself through it because, A, we work here, and we work at a job that requires us to watch sports, but even if you weren't, you would still watch it because it's your team.
Right. Now, football might be a little different just because it's only 16 games at a minimum, whereas Phillies, like, if they stink, you got 162 games of that.
Well, and I think it comes down to which sport you appreciate and like the best. For me, it was always easier to sit through bad baseball because I'm more of a baseball guy than it was to sit through bad Sixers basketball. So when the Sixers won 10 games, I probably watched half. When the Phillies lost close to 100 games, I probably watched 100 of the 160.
Right.
So it's really just a preference.
Yeah. And so to answer what Jason's question was, you know what? It probably is when they're winning that I find more. Obviously, when they're winning, you find more joy out of it. But I at least need a path towards something. Like, I need to know that there is an end goal. Let's just use the word the process. But there is a process with this Phillies team now. And it begins this season. 610-632-0975. The other thing that we're getting into is what movie pre-2000 do you wish became a TV series? And Happy Kratos tweets in, the words Sandlot becoming a series with the original cast just made my damn night. I'm glad I can provide happiness to the people. Now, I talked about this earlier with you, Tyler. I said, well, I gotta check out what Wendy Peppercorn's looking like these days. Marley Shelton, 45 years old around there. I'm looking forward to seeing The Sandlot. I'm looking forward to seeing Miss Wendy Peppercorn because she did marry Squints Palidores, at least at the end of the movie. Now, I'm interested to see if they use the end as a reason or like part of the plot because Penny the Jet Rodriguez was in the major leagues.
Well, and they did say something about, I remember them having like 8 kids.
Yeah, so does Squints, is he going to field a team
his
of his own?
His own team.
Squints and Wendy Peppercorn? Also, I had no idea. The guy, Pat from Houston, who brought up the Little Giants 20 years later, if you could make that a TV series, some guy goes, you might have to change the plot a little bit. The girl who played the Icebox, Shauna Waldron, she's all right. She's all right. Give it a look. Denzel all right. In West Philly. Denzel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, D?
I like the game today. It was a good game with the Pacers today. Joel Embiid was special as usual. I was surprised he was actually that good coming back from being out.
Yeah, like what you saw in the first quarter when he went 3 of 9 and what you saw in the third quarter where he went 1 of 5, you thought, okay, this makes sense. He's a little rusty. But then they go 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter, scoring 18 points, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. That is huge.
He was spectacular. Some of the things I also like that he put his starting five out. actually at the end of the game instead of doing what he usually does, like trying to mix and match and say he's trying to figure out certain things with certain lineups. Let's win the game.
Yeah, so, you know what? They are still learning. Like, what does Jay Wright do that's fantastic, right? Like, Jay Wright, you could be up 30 points if you're Villanova, and there could be 3 minutes left. He's going to keep his starting five out there because he's going to work on what he's going to use in the next game, right?
Right.
Whereas Brett Brown at times, and this is the NBA, so you got players' unions, you name it, and somebody's going to probably complain that, okay, you're up 30. Why is this guy in the game? But right. You're right,
it's
Denzel.
Late
I like
game executions for later in the thing. But because our starting five haven't played that much together anyway.
And especially when you only have 15 games left until the playoffs, so you need all the time that you can get to figure that out.
Exactly. My criticism, I'm not a Brett Brown guy. I think he did a fair job today. I'm not a really Brett Brown guy. I was a big Jimmy Butler guy at first. I'm starting to like him a lot less. I don't like his body language on the floor. I don't like his lack of activity. I don't know if he's... At first, we would say, well, he's still trying to find his way to the offense and stuff like that. And I was giving him, like, a lot of flag. But now it just seems like he's, like, more so... Like, if you ever play a pickup game and you don't pass the guy the ball... And you see how he acts the next time he comes down offense, like he like almost like hides himself on offense. Basically, now he kind of gives off those kind of vibes.
Yeah, you know what, Denzel, and I'm going to talk about. I appreciate the call, man. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to talk about that on the other side, the Jimmy Butler stuff, because I said it at the top of the show. Listen, I know you want more than 20 points from Jimmy Butler every single night, but when you have all those other players on the court, if Jimmy Butler can play his role, being a fantastic defensive player like he is, and then can score at ease 14 points, 16 points, and in the fourth quarter you could see him dominate the game, I think come playoff time you're going to fall in love with Jimmy Butler again. 610-632-0975, Tupin phone line, 610-632-0975. Sixers-Phillies on the table, kind of just a wide-open conversation at this point of the evening. And also, what movie pre-2000 do you wish could turn into a TV series? Again, The Sandlot will become a TV series. Two seasons are in the filming right now. They're in the works. So we'll see how that plays out. It'll be the same exact cast. So what movie would you want to see with the same exact cast, kind of the same plot just 20 years later? What kind of movie would you want to see turn into a TV series? I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking until midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up with Alexa and 97.5 The Fanatic.
Set an alarm on Alexa. Then after it goes off, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now playing 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up and catch up on the latest Philly sports news on The Fanatic at 5. And Farzetta and Trey in the morning at 6.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Bet with the best. A sportsbook that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Parks has it all for the sharps and for the first-time sports better. They make it easy to get your action in. You can bet spreads and parlays and teasers and props and much more right there. The sportsbook inside Parks Casino, it's an oasis. Beautiful, long bar, great beers on tap, all the action on these big screens. Crystal clear action comes alive right at you. It's awesome. Plus, they got a free bet slip builder that lets you plan out your bets from anywhere with the app. Very cool. Sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets and print your tickets 24 hours a day. You can also place your bets on the way to the games at the South Philadelphia Turf Club on Packer Avenue, right near the stadium. Sports betting now available at the South Philly Turf Club, Parks Casino. Also, lots of food options. Liberty Bell Gastropub, Parks Grill Steakhouse, the beautiful new beer garden, Oliveto Italian Restaurant, Bamboo Noodle House, and of course, Chickies and Pete's. Bet with the best. The sportsbook at Parks Casino, PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... 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 I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle.
Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second, plus TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Special offer in 3/17/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual fees vary.
Fanatic fan favorite.
Dietz and Watson invites you to try Dietz Nuts. They're the world's first ever meat nuts. What are meat nuts? Well, Dietz Nuts aren't nut nuts. They're bite-sized pieces of delicious protein-packed meat nuts. Learn more and order online at DietzandWatson.com.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
Can you code or know somebody who loves to code, eat food, code, sleep, code? Have you dreamt of being a full-stack developer since you A, watched the net with Sandra Bullock, B, laid your eyes on that sweet Atari 400 your dad brought home, or C, were hooked when you wrote your very first program for that cherry Commodore 64? If so, Beasley Media Group is looking for a full-stack developer right now. Go to bbgi.com/full-stack-developer to apply. Still wish I had that Atari.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble. On Friday, March 15th, it's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leocourt Center. In the co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also on the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeocourtCenter.com.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
All right, 11:03, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Final hour, taking you till 12 o'clock. We're talking sports, of course. Philly Sixers on the table. But also, as you've heard me say a couple times now, I want to have some fun with the reason why the Sandlot is going to be a TV series for at least 2 seasons. And the Sandlot, of course, we all loved. The exact same original cast will be back. The same cast will be back. So Wendy Peppercorn, Marley Shelton will be back. She looks pretty good. So what movies pre-2000s would you want to see become a TV series? I wonder if James Earl Jones will be in it. He's still around. So I wonder if he'll be in it. Because, I mean, he was the guy that owned Hercules. Is that what the dog's name was, Hercules? The Beast? I wonder if James Earl Jones, I doubt it. If he has a cameo, that alone would be awesome. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. Final hour here on The Fanatic. Let's go to Drew in Pennsburg. Drew, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on?
Hey, Drew.
First of all, I just wanted to...
You there? I'm going to put him on hold. We'll see if we can clear Drew up. Let's go to Matt in Downingtown. Matt, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
What up, buddy? Matt?
No, man. Just a couple... you were talking expectations for...
Sixers, Phillies this year. So I just figured I'd throw out my my two cents, which means
yeah,
nothing.
Go for it. No, it means everything, Matt.
No, so anyway, I think Sixers definitely have a chance for that third seed as long as Embiid, you know, keeps playing. I mean, majority of the games down the stretch there, I think the third seed is definitely realistic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need 18 points every fourth quarter out of Joel Embiid, but I mean, the guy put up monster numbers today thanks to those 18 points in the fourth quarter. If he can put together solid entire games, right, like he has his legs back underneath him, the Sixers are going to be a pretty damn good team, especially coming into the playoffs getting hot.
Yeah, and then for the Phillies, I think, again, like you said, definitely I think wild card should be our expectation this year.
At least, right? At the minimum.
I mean, winning the division would be gravy, but I think, you know, wild card would be good. I mean, I'm not expecting World Series by any means. But, you know, the team needs to, I mean, and like any team, is going to need to gel for a year or so and see what happens. And obviously our pitching probably needs to improve somewhat. But other than that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm very, very intrigued by what's going to happen at the trade deadline. What teams are out, what teams are willing to sell. And the Phillies will obviously be buyers. It would be very interesting. They're going to be in the market for a starting pitcher come the trade deadline. And I just used Madison Bumgarner as an example. Let's say the Giants are out of it because they couldn't get Harper. He's in the final year of his deal. Maybe they trade Bumgarner. And even though Bumgarner's not the same Madison Bumgarner of what we saw years ago, if he's your number three come playoff time with that experience, that's pretty good to have.
Yeah, and here's a good movie for you. It's from the 80s, so this tells my age. But I would have loved to have seen them do something more with the Goonies.
Yeah, somebody tweeted that in. Tyler Zuli, my producer, okay, who was a big Goonies fan, does not want to see it as a TV series. Matt, I appreciate the phone call. So there you go, Tyler. Not only did somebody tweet it in, but when people call in, it means more. Matt from Downingtown, I should have asked him what he would have wanted to see it being a TV series. He wants it the Goonies, man.
Yeah, and like I said, my only issue with the whole thing is Josh Brolin, because at this point, all I can see him be is Thanos. Like, it would just be a big walking purple Thanos in the middle of a Goonies TV show.
I mean, that's any person, I guess, right? Like, if you see Daniel Radcliffe in anything, obviously the first thing you think of is Harry Potter.
Right, so that's the thing is, how do you get a character or a guy to get past that? I think that's the mark of a good actor.
You're right. These people, then like, these actors who had huge roles. That's why, like, the Mighty Ducks is, like, perfect, or the Sandlot's perfect, because these guys didn't really go on to have these huge roles. But at the same time, it's also the nostalgic part of it. Like, yeah, you see Thanos. Okay, whatever. I don't even know what the hell that means. I know he's the guy that snaps people or whatever. I'm not into those movies.
You're not a nerd?
No, it's not that.
You're going to become a Marvel nerd with us.
It's not that you're a nerd or not. I don't like them. I don't get into it. You're still going to think about, okay, I originally saw this guy as the Goonies, right? Like, they made an Angels in the Outfield TV show. That Hewitt guy, Jordan Gordon.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That guy, Hewitt, whatever his name is.
He's a pretty big actor now.
Yeah, pretty big actor now, but that was the first thing you saw him in.
Correct.
And it takes you, it's the nostalgic part of it. Come on, Tyler, why are you so miserable?
It's Negadelphia. It's that we had that caller a little
Bubs.
Bit ago. Bubs, he put it in my head.
Bubs is making you not like the Goonies anymore. By the way, I just got to let you know, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Rainer Services. Rainer Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RainerServicesNJ.com for information. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Drew in Pennsburg. Drew, we're back at you. What up, Drew?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Was I the only loser that based my Saturday around to watch two walks?
No, Drew. So I did this show I was on 9 to 12 yesterday, and obviously I was talking Sixers, but for the Bryce Harper people, for the Phillies fans, I wanted to know from how many people were basing their schedule around a spring training day. I saw my in-laws yesterday, but you know when I saw them? After a spring training game.
I base my 2-year-old's nap around spring training.
Oh, you should. Yesterday was the debut of what will be 13 fantastic years in your baseball enjoyment. And you said how old your kid? Two?
Two, yes.
So 10 years from now, Bryce Harper will be, you know, in his 10th year of his contract, and your child will be 12 years old, and you'll be watching baseball. How cool is that?
It's great. It's awesome. And speaking about the Phillies, I looked
World Series? Absolutely not. But I look at Kansas City. What was that, 2015?
Yes.
They didn't really have a legit good starting rotation. They bopped their way, and they had an unbelievable bullpen, and they won the World Series. Yes, not common that happens, especially with teams like the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah, and the year they won, that was their second year in the World Series. So that's the experience part of it, right? Like,
yeah.
If you were to base it off the Royals, that means the Phillies would get to the World Series this year and just lose, and then next year they would win, which we would all take that, right? Yeah, we would all absolutely take that.
But I expect, or I hope at least, even to get into that play-in wild card game, that would be unbelievable to me. You know, the one-game playoff.
Yeah, and that counts as the playoffs. Win or lose, yeah, that is a playoff game because it is the wild card playing game.
Yeah, and then quickly Sixers, and then I have a movie.
Yeah, go for it.
Movie.
Go for it.
Finals, no, but I expect a second round win, and if not, but just touching on what you said about Jimmy Butler, like you give me 17 to 24.
Oh yeah, I got to talk about that. Yeah,
yeah. Sign me up for a max contract, not my money.
Yeah, like, it's not your money. Why are people complaining that Bryce Harper is making $330 million? It's not your money.
Exactly. But a movie that, and it's not really sports related.
It doesn't have to be. No, I would prefer it not being sports related because it can make me think a little bit.
I would love, and it's taken back to when I was a teenager, Dazed and Confused remake.
Yeah, Drew, somebody tweeted that in, man. I appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of your night. That would be awesome because they're not in school anymore. Like, that's an listen, when I was in high school, when I was in college last week, I was enjoying myself yesterday. But now it's 20 years later, so these guys are all...
Huh?
What? All these guys, 20 years later, they're probably working at, like, in an office. They're probably wearing some button-up shirt, white collar. One of the friends of that group is probably still, like, the stoner. And Matthew McConaughey is still trying to go to parties. The rest of the group, they're trying to get back to the life. They have the kids, but then they wanted to get together. They did the high school reunion, and that sets them back. And now, all of a sudden, they're back to being their pothead days. Dazed and Confused 20 years later as a TV series would be hilarious. It would be hilarious. So he brought up Jimmy Butler, and I teased it going into the break. Because we had a caller, Denzel, I believe it was, saying, "I'm falling out of love with Jimmy Butler." And it's amazing because when Jimmy Butler first came here, everybody was going nuts. I wonder what the jersey sales were for Jimmy Butler jerseys after hitting 2 game-winning shots. Now, obviously nowhere near the jersey sales for Bryce Harper, but he has 2 game-winning shots. Everybody loves Jimmy Butler. As months go on, too many people are falling out of love with Jimmy Butler. If he is willing to play this role and he's happy, and he's not tearing apart the locker room as everybody thinks he is, I'm still giving, and if he's demanding a max contract, right? I still think the big four, even though they're not going to win this year, but the big four of Embiid, Simmons, Butler, and Harris can one day win an NBA Finals. It's then up to Elton Brand to find guys that are going to be able to come in and play good roles on the bench. Mike Scott, for example. Mike Scott, when he's playing 35 minutes, I don't like that. But when he's playing 25 minutes, I like it. He played pretty well today in 25 minutes. And I could see, come playoff time, him playing less than 20. And we'll probably be happy with that, what he's going to give you with less than 20 minutes. With under 20 minutes. TJ McConnell, you guys all love TJ. I hate TJ when it's 20-minute TJ. But 8-minute TJ, I'm going to love 8-minute TJ. Jimmy Butler... You need Jimmy Butler, in my opinion, unless you can get like Kevin Durant. I don't know if that happens, but yeah, sure, the Sixers are going to try to get him. Why not? Why wouldn't they? But Jimmy Butler, if he can give you 16 a night and plays good defense and continues to be one of the better two-way players in the NBA, and if he proves to you this upcoming playoffs, where I think he will prove to you and I think people are going to fall back in love with Jimmy Butler, it's not your money. What do you care if he gets a max contract? When you think of max contract, you think of guys who are scoring 25 a night. I get that. Back when max contracts were 5 years, $80 million, Timofey Mozgov got a max contract, okay? And he's a bum. And he was a bum back then, too. Jimmy Butler is not going to give you inflated like 16 points. He's not on a crappy team giving you 16 points. If you can get 16 points a night from Jimmy Butler when Embiid is averaging 25 to 30 and Ben Simmons is averaging 20 and Tobias Harris is averaging over 20, maybe 22. And let's say you have J.J. Redick or you have another guy who can shoot the lights out at points and they're scoring 18 a night. Are you really going to complain about that? You shouldn't. Like, I know when you think of max contract, you think of Embiid. You think of like a LeBron James and you want someone to play to that level. But Jimmy Butler, if Jimmy Butler is your fourth best player, that's pretty damn good to have. Joel Embiid this year is averaging 27.3 points per game. Tobias Harris is averaging 20.9. Jimmy Butler's third, averaging 18.6. And we're acting like Jimmy Butler sucks. I know he's been invisible the last couple of weeks. I get that. I think he's also saying, all right, I'm going to take a step back. I was okay with Jimmy Butler scoring 16 points when Embiid was out. Because I knew that when Embiid came back, if he could get comfortable with that role going into when Embiid returns, you will be happy. Your starting five are all averaging 17 or better. Simmons at 17, Redick at 17.7, Butler 18.6, Harris 20.9, Embiid 27.3. Because Jimmy Butler isn't averaging 25 points, you don't want to give him a max contract? Hey, Tobias Harris is going to get a max contract too. And he's averaging just over 2 points more per game than Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's a better defensive player than Tobias Harris. Okay? Jimmy Butler is not hurting you. If anything, he helps you. Mike in Bryn Mawr. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mike.
So I want to bring it back to what you were talking about a little earlier with the, rooting even though and supporting even though teams are losing.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily, no, it wasn't supporting. It was, do you personally enjoy your teams no matter what's going on? Like, if the Eagles are 0-16, are you still enjoying yourself watching the Eagles? That's an extreme example, but it wasn't supporting. You should still support your team regardless.
I mean, as a Negadelphian to begin with, it's hard to, you know, be excited about it, but I'm still going to watch. But like you said, if a team has some sort of a vision and there's a plan that you can, as a fan, can see going forward.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm more than a 4-4. I'm a 5-for-5 guy. I mean, you're an in-season ticket holder.
Okay.
I love watching Big Five basketball. You know, like, I love Philly sports in general. Not just, you know, the main four that I love to watch.
Yeah, I hear you.
And, like, the thing is, like, you know, I still watch the Sixers during the process and the Phillies during their bad years.
Yep, same
but
here.
But, like, even though I found it hard to go to Union games, you know, even there are 10 years of basically nothingness, even though because I love soccer, but the team didn't have a direction.
And now they do. They got a lot of young players,
they
right?
They do, but, I mean, the coach is still the same. The owner is still the same. They're still
okay.
Not spending money.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
No,
so
different topic. Yep, I know, yep. Not sports talk radio. It's fine. But it's you got to have something to hope for as a sports fan. That's what it comes down to for me, is that, you know, I will support my teams to the end, but you've got to have, you know.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page there, Mike, and I appreciate the call. You and I are on the exact same page. Like, I'm still going to enjoy watching my Phillies, but you find more enjoyment. Of course, you find maximum enjoyment when that team is winning it all. So maximum enjoyment was when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But you enjoyed Carson Wentz's first season, even though they just went 7-9. You enjoyed that first year with Carson Wentz because you saw a path and you saw a plan and you were on the same page as to what the owners and general manager, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie, you were on the same page as to what they were doing. They got their franchise quarterback. It was then time to build around them. Now, things took a little turn when Carson Wentz went down, obviously, but you still saw that path. With the Sixers, you see the path. You see the two generational players that you have in Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And that's the hardest thing, right? It's one thing if you can get one star. The Pelicans have a star, and they're going to lose him. The Sixers have two stars. And what they were able to do was then bring in two other very good basketball players And I guarantee you, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris will want to come back because they see two generational stars on a path toward winning a championship. With the Flyers, you see that they are still kind of rebuilding, and they didn't get rid of Jacob Voracek because they couldn't. Nobody was going to pick up his contract. But you can see a path with the Flyers, and they got the young guys. They're getting faster. They're trying to adapt to what the rest of the NHL does. They have Carter Hart. And, of course, you see the path for the Phillies. Spend a hell of a lot of money, a crap ton of money, bring in superstars, bring in very good players on the field, you know, everyday positional players in the bullpen, and then hopefully soon another starting pitcher. You see that path. And that is what you are enjoying. You're going to find maximum enjoyment when they finally win. But even though the Sixers were 4-4 the last eight games before Joel Embiid came back, you were still enjoying yourself because you see what's going to happen one day moving forward with this Sixers team. 610-632-0975. Let's look at some more tweets that are coming in regarding the movies. Meet the Parents, Tyler. Now, you got De Niro, you got Ben Stiller, they have a kid, Jack-Jack's a little older, or Jack-Jack, no, Jack-Jack's from The Incredibles. What's the kid's name? I forget what the, Jack the Cat? No, that's Coach Camille's cat. Jinxie. Jinxie was the cat, so Jinxie's probably no longer with us. But I think Meet the Parents, that actually might be a decent concept.
Meet the Grandparents.
Yes, Meet the Grandparents. That'll be kind of like a Fuller House kind of thing. Like, you'll find some jokes for the adults that are watching. Angels in the Outfield, no. Goodfellas, yes. I brought that one up. I think Goodfellas will be all right as long as those guys can still kick it, I guess. You know, but you don't have Joe Pesci because in the movie, Joe Pesci's no longer with us. He got whacked at the end. So there's some good ones that are coming in. Keep them coming in on the phones as well. 610-632-0975. That's the number to jump in. We're talking Sixers, Phillies. They're pretty much just open conversations, right? Expectations is the theme of tonight's show. That is the theme. Expectations. I expect the Sixers to make the playoffs, and I personally expect them to get eliminated in round two. Do I want them to get eliminated in round two? Hell no. And if they do get eliminated in round two, Brett Brown's got to go. And with the Phillies, I expect them to make the playoffs this year. Do I expect them to win the World Series? No, not yet. But I expect them to win, make it to the playoffs and even win a series. And then the movie, what movie before 2000 would you want to see turn into a TV series based off what the Sandlot is doing? In case you haven't heard, the Sandlot has begun filming two seasons with the original cast. So that's the thing. Not only are you remaking the movie into a TV series, it's got to be the original cast 20 years later, and you have to set it 20 years later. 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchunas, staying until midnight right here in the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. 97.5, the Fanatic's Mike Missanelli Show talks with Gabe Kapler at Philly Spring Training in Clearwater, Florida.
This year, you got some players.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know, like, how that sits with you.
Now you get additions to the roster, like Gene Segura and Andrew McCutchen. Rhys Hoskins goes back to his natural position at first base. And finally, the icing on the cake, you had Bryce Harper. Now you've got this roster. So all of those things combined make it a very different feeling this year in Clearwater than we had last year.
Want to hear the entire conversation? It's posted at 975thefanatic.com. We're talking Phillies baseball on 975 The Fanatic.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares.
Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Hey, it's Bob Cooney, and if you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. And if you're not, well, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. And if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos that I just love, and they're happening all the time. Odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and a whole lot more. There are tons of sports to choose from, and FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Bob. Download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Bob and make your first bet today. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund inside credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. You must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here. Let me tell you this. Spring is around the corner, and I know my lawn is about to look amazing because my guys at Natural Lawn will be on their way to work their magic. It's simple. I want greener grass and fewer weeds. And when the dog's running around, I want to make sure it's safe out there, too. But that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Well, Natural Lawn of America uses Safer, organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you won't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. So I'll get a greener lawn that's also safe for the pup. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. So if you're in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawn's custom treatment will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. That's $100 off. Call Natural Lawn today for a greener lawn with fewer weeds, and you tell them Mike Miss sent you. Call 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Philadelphia, let's get ready to rumble on Friday, March 15th. It's World Championship Boxing as Philly's own Kevin Farmer defends his super featherweight title against undefeated John O'Carroll at the Leah Curtis Center. In a co-feature, Olympic gold medalist Irish Katie Taylor defends her world titles with undefeated champ Rose Belante. Also in the card, Gabe Rosado, Hank Lundy, Avery Sparrow. For tickets, go to LeahCurtisCenter.com.
Fanatic fan favorite.
Are you in any of the construction trades? Armor Metals pays top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, and peripheries. 8300 National Highway in Pensauken, or call 856-665-5715.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than JL Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
Fanatic fan favorites on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Sports Talk, Rexton and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 11:29 here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Two more segments to go for myself, Andrew Salchunas. Tyler Zuli producing the show today. Tyler pulling my duty. You're doing the 9 to midnight like I did last week. And then you're back here doing morning updates, filling in for me tomorrow, because I'll be on with the Mike Missinelli show all next week, all this upcoming week.
Yeah, you know, we have to step up when you're asked to. That's
listen,
all.
Man.
You got to do what you're asked.
Tyler.
Team players.
You keep on doing it, man. I'm proud of you. All right? As fellow interns.
Yeah, I was going to say, he talks to me like, you know, he's this wise sage, and you're what, 9 days older than me?
Yeah.
Literally 9 days.
I still remember, Tyler, when we did the, let me tell you about the Sixers Youth Foundation real quick. If you want to bid on some incredible once-in-a-lifetime items to benefit the Sixers Youth Foundation, now you can go to SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction and check out the items for bid, up for bid. The silent auction is open until 9 p.m. tomorrow night, and it features more than 100 items, including a studio sitting with the Mike Missinelli Show, a meet and greet with Dr. J, Allen Iverson, and General Manager Elton Brand. That's awesome. Take a flight in a fighter jet, which is fantastic. An opportunity to ring the bell, the ceremony of Liberty Bell before the future Sixers home game, and much more. So there's that. But now, Tyler, for people that don't know, Tyler Zuli and I were both interns way back when. And I still remember we did an orientation day before we started. And Tyler was the, "Hi, I'm Tyler." And you spoke to everyone in the room. And I was like, "That kid is going to get a job here at the Fanatic." And here we are today, Tyler. I still, like, you are one of the few interns that I remember. There was one person I remember.
For not so good reasons.
Yes. Another one that I remember for good reasons. You know what I'm saying? And then my man Tyler here.
Yeah, but you took the very straight line. You had a second internship, you know, you took a very straight line to get a job here.
Yes.
I was all over the place after
you
that.
Were all over the place, but you're back, and we're both members of 97.5 The Fanatic, working till midnight here. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Ryan and Corden. What up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, Andrew?
What's up, dude?
Not much, buddy. Yeah, I just want to talk Sixers real quick. My only concern with these guys playing the Celtics is I see a lot of lack of confidence. You see any of that?
In who?
In the Sixers.
In the Sixers in general?
Well, I mean...
No, I don't see them. You know, all right, Ryan, so here's the thing. When they played the Celtics, they looked completely overmatched, right? Other than that, I don't see them looking like with lacking of confidence. Maybe against the Houston Rockets the other night, because the Rockets came out of the gate swinging and scored 37 points in the first quarter, but they didn't have Joel Embiid. That confidence is going to come back. It'll be interesting to see what happens come playoff time, but now... You have guys who have experience. Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid now have experience in the playoffs playing last year. Tobias Harris is, I don't know if he's ever played in the playoffs, but I'm pretty sure he has, at least with the Magic at one point. And Jimmy Butler has playoff experience. So now all of a sudden, then you got J.J. Redick. Now all of a sudden you got guys who know what it's like to come to play in the playoffs. I don't see why they would be lacking in confidence.
Well, I agree with everything you're saying. The only reason I bring it up is because a caller a few times ago, he said something about the Royals. And I bring it up because if you remember that season they won the World Series, they signed Raul Ibanez.
Uh-huh.
And there was a story that Ibanez told the young guys on the Royals that, listen, everyone around the league actually fears you guys. You guys are a big threat to what they want to accomplish, these other, you know, upper echelon teams. At that time. And I think, you know, other than their young talent, that was a big reason why those guys went on to win that World Series that year. And I don't see why the Sixers can't come out and, you know, get some confidence like that.
If they go into the playoffs hot, right? If they, in these next 15 games, they go into the playoffs hot, in any sport, the hottest team is usually the biggest threat to winning something. It is possible. I just need to see them gel first. And unfortunately, Embiid's injury out of the All-Star break, missing 8 games, they didn't have that opportunity to come together. And I don't know if 15 games will be enough, because I don't know if Brett Brown knows what he's doing just yet with all these guys. But it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 15.
Gotcha. Well, I really hope they gel, brother. Well, let me give you my movie real quick.
Yeah, what is it?
So imagine TBS picks up Happy Gilmore. Now, Happy Gilmore is taking the role of Chubbs on. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the new Hulu show, Brock Buyer, but I kind of feel like he would take on that kind of
that type of persona.
So Happy Gilmore, Adam Sandler is now Chubbs because Chubbs, of course, passed away in the movie. That's an interesting thought, Ryan. I appreciate the call. Now, Shooter McGavin's got to be the opposing, like, coach or something, right? Like, Shooter McGavin, or maybe Shooter McGavin's still playing, and they go into some sort of tour. Maybe, like, a doubles tour of some sort. That'd be interesting to think about. By the way, Tobias Harris has played in the playoffs. It was with the Pistons in the 15-16 season. He played in four games. Averaged 14.5. And Tobias Harris is a better player than he was 3 years ago. So if you can get 20 points out of him come playoff time, and Jimmy Butler's 16, as I'm hoping for, plus Embiid and Simmons, who have now their 1 year of experience in them, they could be a problem. I've said multiple times, I expect them to lose in round two, but they can, very well can, make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. 610-632-0975. Let's go to my old stomping grounds. Let's go to Nick and Mullica Hill. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Andrew? How are you?
Yo, dude.
Yo, man. So going back to talking Flyers
Wait,
here.
Real quick. What's up in Mullica Hill these days? Anything new? I haven't been back in years.
Dude, Mullica Hill is still the spot. You know, it's still the spot. Nothing new, of course. It's Mullica Hill.
So antiques. Antiques.
Antiques and blue plate. That's all we got, man. That's all we got.
Well, blue plate burnt down, didn't it?
Yeah, they're rebuilding it, though, so it's coming
okay.
back.
Okay, all right, maybe I'll come back to the reopening. What do you got on the Flyers?
So, look, going back to what you were saying about Jake, not to mention the fact that he just got fleeced last night with that two-game suspension for bracing against a hit.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous that he gets two games and then...
Absolutely. You don't call any suspension on Anthony Mantha for that hit on Giroux. You don't call any suspension on that Curtis Gabriel hit. Oh, no, he did get one game. I lied about that.
But then Malkin, who completely throws his stick at the head of a player, gets one game.
It makes zero sense.
No, I mean, it's terrible. I know what you're saying, Nick. But, okay, so what are you getting at with Voracek here?
I think you shouldn't hate on him, but you know what? I definitely like the direction this team is heading in. You know, they got all these guys that are about to come up, and, you know, Voracek is, I think he's an important guy. When he's on his game, he's on his game. I know everybody.
Okay, so I'm not hating on him. I think, all right, so when the Flyers eventually win the Stanley Cup, is Jake Voracek going to be on the Flyers?
I mean, I think so, because it's the same question about if Giroux is going to be on the team, which I think he will.
Okay, so so you think he will be on the team. My reasoning is I don't know if Jake Voracek is a member of the Flyers when they eventually win the Stanley Cup, let's say 3-4 years from now. So why would I want to hold on to him for the next 3-4 years? Now, you can say he would be the veteran in the locker room that could help groom some of these young guys coming up. But I'm talking about right now, like Wayne Simmons, I was okay with trading him because I don't think Wayne Simmons will be a Flyer once the Flyers win the Stanley Cup. So why wouldn't I want to try to bring in some draft picks, some younger prospects to try to help the team that will be here once they eventually win?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about that. I just think with Voracek, I definitely think he has a little bit more value. I was okay with trading Simmons too, as much as it hurt me. You know him.
Yeah,
being
it sucked,
here.
Right? Like we all
it
loved
sucked,
him,
but I think it was a needed move. I don't agree with Voracek yet because he adds so much production to the team. I think he's an important player when you need him to be. So, you know, I think flipping him for draft picks and young players would be obviously the quick fix to do. But I think with all the talent that they already have coming back, I don't think it's going to take another 3-4, especially with the way that Carter.
All right, Nick. I mean, I'll take your word for it, man, and I appreciate the call. I mean, the Flyers, they're not too far away. I don't think that if Carter Hart is what he's all cracked up to be, which from what I saw, he looks pretty damn good. And you got guys like Konechny and Provorov. You have Claude Giroux, obviously. G. You got Voracek. Travis Sanheim's playing very well. As Tyler Zuli said to me during the break, I've been hanging out with Jason too much. All of a sudden, I'm watching guys like Travis Sanheim, and I'm getting geeked out. I'm getting excited for these guys. And then you hear rumors that they're in on Panarin. And if you can add him to the Flyers, all of a sudden, you got a pretty dangerous team. And maybe Voracek could be a second-line scorer for you. Okay. I don't think they're that far away. I mean, look at them. They're 5 points out of the wild card right now. In a year where you lost your general manager, you lost your head coach, I thought the Flyers, not just me, a lot of people thought the Flyers, would end up finishing near, what, bottom five in the NHL? And here we are with under 20 games left in the regular season, and they're just 5 points out of the playoffs. Ultimately, I don't think they make it. Ultimately, if they do make it, I know the whole, well, hockey's the sport where the eighth seed can win. I don't, what have you seen from this team to make you think that they could win the Stanley Cup this year? They've been playing very well since the All-Star break. Very well. And give credit to Scott Gordon, right? Give credit. I just don't know if they win the Stanley Cup this year or next year or the following year. And that's why I think, okay, maybe you move on from a guy like Voracek to try to bring in guys who will be here once they eventually win. But he could be right. You bring in Panarin, you add him to the guys that you already have. You get some good draft picks. The guys that are all currently in the AHL, they eventually come up. Carter Hart has a full season. Flyers are going to be fun in the next couple of years. They will join the party that you have with the Sixers and the Phillies and the Eagles already. 610-632-0975. Two more segments to go. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till midnight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler jam up top, alley-oop slam.
Ben Simmons.
And it's a dunk by Ben Simmons. And the Sixers are running roughshod under Miami Heat.
And your 76ers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Well, I've been telling you about Harry's razors for years. I love the closeness and comfortable smooth glide that Harry's provides. I really get the best shave with Harry, so join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 and free shipping. Just use the code FANATIC at Harrys.com. Now, Harry's founders were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned, so they fixed the problem. They created a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a very fair price. And all blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code FANATIC at Harrys.com. That means you get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping when you use the code FANATIC at checkout. So go to Harrys.com today, use the code FANATIC at checkout, and claim your offer, and let them know Mike Miss sent you to help support the show.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Anderson 400 series windows are the clad window of choice for contractors because they're easy to install and have fewer callbacks.
Job's all done. What do you think?
They're absolutely gorgeous. Thanks.
No problem. Anything else I can do?
Well, you mind helping me fold the laundry?
That's also why they choose to install them in their own homes. Anderson 400 Series Windows. The window contractors trust the most. Earn rewards on the purchase of 400 Series products. Learn more at TrustAnderson.com.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out, the Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, it could save you thousands. We're the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Giroux holding, gets around in front. Couturier, and he scores! Redemption for Patrick!
The Flyers are heading into the home stretch. Don't miss any of the action as the Orange and Black play host to their Metro Division rivals.
Giroux, the shot, he scores!
The Flyers face off against the Washington Capitals on Thursday, March 14th at 7 p.m. Score your tickets now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
At Macy's, we are committed to our communities and the causes we all care about. That's why Macy's colleagues have volunteered more than 132,000 hours of service to countless local causes across the country. Because we're committed to sharing joy and being there in times of need. With generous help from customers like you, we raised more than $49 million for charity last year alone through programs like the Big Give Back. Find out more and join us in helping your community year-round at Macy's.com/Macy's Gives.
Rainer Services is hiring electricians and HVAC technicians and dispatchers, and they would love to meet you at their hiring event on March 12th. Visit RainerServicesNJ.com for information.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Happy Gilmore accomplished that feat no more than an hour ago.
Yeah, that would probably be an interesting one. Happy Gilmore, 20 years later, as a TV show. 610-632-0975, Weapon X. I wish Brian Dawkins was tweeting me, but no, it's at Joey P. Dot. We are moving into an era where nearly every day of the year will include meaningful and exciting Philly sports. Now, I said that a couple times last week, and he's right. And we should be extremely thrilled, excited, blessed, if you want to say that, happy. Like, imagine how bad it was. Like, just remember how bad it was like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. Sixers were tanking. End of Chip with the Eagles. Flyers were first round elimination team. Not first round elimination team. Like, oh, next year they'll get to the finals. No, it was like, all right, they're not going to go anywhere, and we're not retooling. We're trying to do the same stuff every single year. And then the Phillies 5 years ago were bringing in Marlon Byrd and trying to tell you that they're going to win with Marlon Byrd. And that's why Ruben Amaro Jr. got fired, because he's a moron. So just 5 years ago, it was terrible in Philadelphia. Just 4 or 5 years ago, it was terrible. And now we are debating whether or not the Sixers can get to the finals this year. We are having conversations about, well, if the Phillies make it, they could make it to the World Series. We are talking about the Flyers being, what, a couple key pieces away from making the playoffs. And even, it is true, if you make the playoffs in hockey, anything can happen. If they just make the playoffs, which they're a few pieces away from doing that, they get there. And then, of course, the Eagles with Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson and whoever they retool with during this offseason. And I still have faith in Howie Roseman. And I think they're going to have a good draft. You're going to have four teams that are competing in the playoffs. Not for a playoff spot, but in the playoffs, they are competing for a championship. We're not that far off from four teams being in the playoffs. We're not far off from 1980 when all four teams were in their respective championship games, series. It was 2011 I believe, the last time all four teams were in the playoffs. 2011. The Flyers very well could, I don't think they do, Tyler Zuli, my producer, doesn't think they will, make it to the playoffs this season. But if they do, let's say they make it. That means the Eagles were in the playoffs this year, 18-19 season. The Sixers are making the playoffs in the 18-19 season. If the Flyers squeak in, they made the playoffs in the 18-19 season. And if the Phillies at least get to a wild card game, made the playoffs in their 2019 campaign. That means all four teams playing in the 18-19 season or the Phillies just the 2019 season would make the playoffs. First time since 2011. That's something to be thrilled about. Kevin and Wayne. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, man, I just want to talk Sixers real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
I've been following actually all season and everything, and I do see the huge difference when Embiid's not in it. It's like the kind of a new team. I feel like with him back, it's going to make a huge difference.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't think they're going to win the championship this year, but they're building towards it, which I like to see because I haven't seen the Sixers be this good in, you know, since AI.
Yeah, and a long time. So you're on the same page as me. Like, you see the path. You see what they're building. You don't think they win this year. I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I expect them to lose in round two. But I can see the path as to why they will win a championship within the next 5 years.
Absolutely. Now, do you think they're going to re-sign Butler?
I hope so. Unless Kevin Durant says, I'm coming to Philadelphia. You re-sign Butler and Harris because this big four can win you an NBA championship. It'll then just be up to Elton Brand and the scouts to draft well and to find other players that'll be free agents and lure them over to Philadelphia and understand their roles coming off the bench. Like Mike Scott drives, it makes me lose my mind sometimes, and I appreciate the call, Kevin. Like Mike Scott makes me lose my mind at points. Bad turnovers, bad shots at points. But Mike Scott's not a bad player. Do I want Mike Scott as my sixth man? No. But my seventh or eighth? Not a bad problem to have.
I said it on Friday. I think over the past 2 years, Mike Scott's the best bench player they've had in the last two seasons. I think he's better than both Ilyasova and Bellinelli. And I think he's the best bench player they have this year.
I think you're right because, yes, he's not as good of a three-point shooter as Bellinelli, but Bellinelli literally could not do anything else.
No, you could put a traffic cone out and he'd be a better defender.
And Ersan Ilyasova, who could hit the occasional three, he was a good, decent stretch four, took charges, right? That's what we all know Ersan as, the guy that could take a charge. Ersan was Ersan, right? Like, we talk about Amir Johnson being like, all right, he's Amir Johnson. He goes out there, he doesn't always hurt you. Ersan Ilyasova sometimes hurts you, sometimes doesn't. Mike Scott makes some bad decisions, makes some bad turnovers, takes some bad shots. But I would agree with you. He's probably, in the last 3 years, probably the best bench player you have. Because Dario, even though he came off the bench at points, was mainly a starter. Covington was mainly a starter. JJ came off the bench at the beginning of this year. But what you mean is like a guy that is, like he is a bench player.
Yes, his role is to be the bench player.
I don't disagree with you there, unless somebody wants to say TJ McConnell. Over a course of 3 years. But no, it shouldn't be TJ McConnell. It's Mike Scott because he can actually, he's a borderline 3-and-D guy. Right? I'd say borderline 3-and-D.
Yeah, but you're using what he's used for when he's used in the correct way, like you said, 25 minutes.
And come playoff time,
a good spot.
20, maybe even 18. He's going to be, and you know what? He brings that firepower. He brings that I'll get in your face mentality. And that's probably a good thing to have. You need that. There's too many nice guys. I think sometimes the Sixers are too nice. Mike Scott's got balls, all right?
I think the chances, if they play the Celtics in any round, the chances that he and Morris go at it, pretty high.
Morris and also Marcus Smart. Could see that.
Fireballs.
You know what? That sounds like a fun series. I'm just worried about it still. Whatever. All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Thank you, everybody, for tweeting the show. Tyler Zuli, great job producing the show today. Give it up for Tyler. He'll be back here 6 a.m. ready to do updates. I'll be doing middays as usual with Anthony and Jason, but I'll be filling in. Natalie Eganoff taking a extended vacation. She's sticking around in Clearwater for an extra week. So I'll be filling in for Natalie on the television side. I'm sorry you won't get the same looks on TV. You'll get me. So everybody, have a great rest of your Sunday evening. If you're a third shifter and you're about to go in, enjoy the rest of your shift. We will be back 5 a.m., the 5 a.m. hour with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch. And then, of course, Farzetta and Trey start the rest of your day at 6. Anthony and Jason at 10 to 2. And the Mike Missanelli Show from 2 to 6. Everybody have a great rest of your evening. I'm Andrew Salchunas here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.